The Sports Year Diary is the Bible for the sports fan with the very best of every sport every day. Go to sportsyear.com.au or get your missus to drop one in your sack this Christmas. Sports Year, plan it right.
Talk Spring Racing. Punters Postmortem, Monday morning at 9.
Okay, it's just gone 8 o'clock here on Sky Thoroughbred Central and Sky Sports Radio. I'm getting music in my ear, guys. I'm hoping that's not going to air. We've got a late scratching at Rose Hill. Race 6, number 8, Gamblestown. Out on Vets Advice at 7.50. That's race 6, number 8, Gamblestown. A late scratching for Rose Hill, and it was taken out on Vets Advice, race 6, number 8. Very shortly, Ron Duffacy and Brad Gray will join us from Racing New South Wales to go through the program, along with Glenn Munsey from TAB. Let's say good morning to Mark Van Gestel. Morning to you, Mark, Chief Steward for Racing New South Wales.
Morning, Andrew. How are you?
Very well indeed. Looking forward to this Girls' Day Out. It's always a healthy crowd for this day, Mark.
Yeah, they always get a good crowd, and fortunate the sun's shining, and if she can get a few there.
Will, for sure. And Gamblestown, I just told our listeners and our viewers that it's just come out.
Yeah, it's just come out in veterinary advice. So Stables reported they had a foot abscess they detected this morning just after scratching time, so it's come out at 7.50.
Okay, Gamblestown. All right, what have you found for us?
Race 3, Andrew, number 2, Lawan at Randwick on the 13th of October. It was a hamper at the start, then raced keenly in the middle stages of the event, but making the home turn early part of the straight, it was held up, didn't obtain clear running to about the 250-metre mark. Ran second on that occasion, just beat 3/4 of length by Tristan the Angel, should have finished closer. Race 5, number 7, Chasseur at Randwick on the 27th of October, beaten a half length and finishing 4th to Gatan. Tommy Berry lodged a protest in respect to interference the horse sustained on the home turn, but had to be checked when the stewards determined it was disappointed for clear running and hadn't established clear running at that point. We did speak to Tommy Berry in respect to his riding of the horse and as the reasons why he hadn't shifted out sooner. At the end of the day, it should have finished closer, Andrew, and probably was unlucky not to finish right in the place getters. I take you to race 6, number 6, Mazaz at the Kensington track on 31st of October. Finished 6 there when it disappointed, beaten 4 lengths by Miss Shanty, but it did hang out on the straight and proved difficult to ride. Post-race, it was found to be 1 out of 5 lame in its near hind leg that probably explained the horse's racing manners, and we've got the relevant veterinary clearances for Mazaz. And the final one to mention out of race 9, Andrew, number 12, Sebring Express at Canterbury on the 26th of October. 36 there, beaten 2.8 lengths behind Def, but it did have difficulty obtaining clear running home turn and the straight, probably didn't get out to about the 150-metre mark, and it's another one that did finish the race off well and should have finished closer.
Okay, Sebring Express in the last there for Gary Portelli. Good on you, Mark. First race at 12 o'clock and the gates opening at 11. Big day coming ahead. Thanks a lot.
Good, thanks, Andrew.
Mark Van Gestel, Chief Steward for Racing New South Wales. Ron Duffacy is back with us. And from Racing New South Wales, Brad Gray is with us this morning. Morning to you, Brad.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. Good to be part of the team this morning. It's a good little card there. I think we can... Although there's a few races that are, there's an obvious winner, you're probably your Sexy Eyes and your Sky Boys. Outside of that, there's a few races where we can go a little bit wider and find a couple of odds, so fingers crossed.
Hey, Duff, hasn't he jumped into everything in the last few days? Brad Gray, he's been on everything.
Yeah, he's our go-to man and he's tipping well.
All right, well, let's hope that's the case today. And Glenn Munsey's with us from TAB, of course. A Saturday would not be the same without a Glenn Munsey.
Certainly not. Good morning, Andrew. Good morning, Ron. And good morning, Bradley. Beautiful, fine morning here in the golden southwest. And Brad would appreciate that, probably looking out the window from his luxurious abode, not too far from my place here. So we're sort of taking over, Andrew, this radio station now, Brad and I. It's the place to be out here in the southwest.
Okay, well, all right. Good luck with that. There's a few that have tried, but not conquered yet. Righto, let's get cracking. A couple of small races to start with, Glenn.
Yes, Andrew, well, we can't have massive fields. I heard Ronnie say earlier, typically a little bit of a letdown meeting with so many meetings around the state on Melbourne Cup Day, but we've still got the prize money here, and 125,000 goes off to offer on the girls' day out. So always an interesting day there. Lizzie will be doing the pick of the yard in the Fireman's Race, no doubt, getting up close and personal with the boys there and the Fieries. But the first here is the girls' day out, a two-year-old over 1,200 metres, and Zebra Kate is a $2.60 chance. Chia, with the blinkers on, at $9.50. Exhilarates at $2.10 and favourite. Kiyomichi, scratch from Newcastle to run here. Interesting that the Newcastle race was a 900. This is a 1,200, and it's a $5.50 chance. And Oh So Hot for Rossi Stitt is at $26. Well, less than a monkey, that's $500, separates Exhilarates here and Zebra Kate. Exhilarates went up $1.50. It's now $2.10. It has more money on it than Zebra Kate, who went up $3.50 and is now $2.60.
All right, and small field, but it looks like there's a little bit of pace, particularly the Godolphin one here, Brad.
Yeah, I think Exhilarates looks the natural front runner here, really brilliant in its trial. So I expect it to take up the front. Chia is an interesting runner, settled probably a couple of pairs back just there at Canterbury on debut. The blinkers go on. I imagine they try and settle just a touch closer and maybe stalk Exhilarates. And then you've got Zebra Kate, who will probably want to punch up from the one and use that gate. But there doesn't look to be a great deal of speed, just depending on how quickly Exhilarates goes out in front.
Yeah, I agree. Kiyomichi probably hands up to its stable mate there. Chia, with the blinkers on, could race a little more aggressively than what she did at Canterbury. Look, no firm opinion. I'll trust Godolphin's judgment that they're running this filly first up 1,200 metres after one 745-metre trial. Obviously, they got their jump outs and their process that their two-year-olds go through. And if they thought this 1,200-metre race was going to hurt her, they definitely wouldn't be running. So I can see her just starting to be a little bit soft in the market, and there's a big adjustment with the top weight there, with the couple of thousand-metre runs and race experience on its side. But look, at this stage, we'll leave her on top. We'll have a look at her. Obviously, she's going to be quite a good sort, being a $600,000 yearling, and she does have that real sprinting pedigree. She's on top. Zebra Kate's the danger. Hard to read the depth of those races, but I think Hayes had nearly all those runners in all those races. In fact, I think the first run, the horse she beat come out and run really well there in a good race there on Tuesday or Thursday. So a little bit of a guide there with Zebra Kate. Two, Chia with the blinkers on, could improve. And four, Kiyomichi, obviously looks the second stringer of the Godolphin team. 3-1, 2-4.
Yeah, I'm similar. I think it's that kind of race, isn't it? You try and look for something to beat Exhilarates, but she just finds herself. She's got a fantastic pedigree schnitzel out of Samaretti. So I imagine the team would be pretty keen to kick off her career on a winning note. That one trial to me suggests she's probably got enough quality to handle these. I do concede that there is a query there, as Duff pointed out, 1,200 metres. First up, 1,100 metres, you'd be much more keener. Zebra Kate in for second, got that race experience. This is actually going to be a big field for him. He hasn't seen a field of five before, going around in fields of four and three and more. He was dictated to in those races too, so I think there was a little bit more merit in those particular wins. He just had to be held up there and sprint at the finish. 1,200 metres certainly looks to suit him. 59 kilos, he certainly pays the penalty for those couple of wins though. Kiyomichi, the stablemate, just stepped away half slow in its one trial, so I think you can fall into the trap in thinking it might be a speed filly, but I don't see it matching motors early with Exhilarates. But it goes in for third, and then Chia with the blinkers on there after it's an okay run at Canterbury. It was soft in the market that day, but you've got to find something in for fourth. So 3-1, 4-2 for me in the opener.
Darren Flindell calling all the action at Rose Hill. He likes Exhilarates number three as well to beat 1, 2 and 4. 3, 1, 2 and 4 for Darren in race one. And Glenn, we should remind again, races 1 to 5 today at Rose Hill and Flemington. There's that bonus bet if your horse runs second or third.
Yes, and so make sure you're betting early there at Rose Hill. It'd be nice if you chime in late and you run second or third and you go, oh, no, I should have been betting early. Right. But that's an opportunity for you. Anyway, you don't want to be really backing a loser anyway, do you? You want to be backing a winner.
Yeah, of course you do.
Yeah.
Don't want to back a loser.
No.
All right, what about the markets in race two?
Well, that is completely different now, don't you? Back a loser, you get your money back. Right, to the 2019 Brett Devine up going early this morning before 7, talking about the 2019 memberships of the ATC. This is a three-year-old benchmark 76 over 1,400 metres, and Royal Celebration here, a shorty at $1.95. Wagner is out. It's running in Melbourne. Came out on Thursday, 22 cents a win, 16 cents a place. Coterie for an Illuminous band of owners there, including Darren Pierce and Ninny there. It's a $4.40 chance. Singing Sand at $7.50. Ducal with the blinkers off. Now, Sam Weatherly is going to ride this half a kilo over at 53, and he's entitled to claim 2 kilos. So that's an important no claim there. Ducal at $26. Atana came out yesterday, 3 cents a win and 3 cents a place. Baller is a $7.50 chance, and Phone Me is at $6. All the support here basically for Royal Celebration. Did go up 250 with Wagner in the race at 350. Was into odds on yesterday morning and has remained at that price there basically. Second pick is actually Baller and third pick is Phone Me, but Baller's got 150 amount of money that Royal Celebration's got on it.
So Sam Weatherly won't claim anything. He'll ride at 53.
No, 53 and a half. He'll ride a half
53
over.
And a half.
Yeah.
Okay. Righto. Pace in this race, Brad.
Yeah, we lost to Tana, which looked to be the horse that was going to pressure Ball around front. So he looks to get a relatively easy lead here, just depending on what they want to do on Royal Celebration. It probably opens up the option for Andrew Atkins to ride it very similar to last race and just sit outside the leader and stalk. But those two look to dictate from out in front, Ronnie.
Yeah, I'd say so, Brad. I think, Andrew will make Dolan do a bit of work to get across him. I don't think he's going to hand up and let him pull up in his face. So he's on a fit horse. So they're the two that go forward. But eventually, I think Baller will take it up from Royal Celebration. I actually, I don't like betting odds on, but I don't reckon this horse is too bad a price here, Royal Celebration. He's got the best form by far here. Now that he's broken back through, I think he can go on with the job. He's got all the form in the world around him. And, even though, like I said, he's got to give a couple of up-and-coming types a bit of weight here. I just think he's far, far too good for them. I think Phone Me's the danger. Easy Work winning their first up. It was only a maiden at Yarra Valley. It looked a weak one, but it was a stylish win, I must say. Baller is obviously, he's got that $61 glaring at you from Kembla Grange, but he does get in light. He does ride light, this boy. And he did run time winning last start. He's bred to improve. There's positive vibes around him. So all things are, looks like he can hold that form. And Coterie hasn't done too much wrong, putting two solid provincial wins together. And he says he's confidence up now and ready for the 1400 definitely. I think he's a good thing. Number one, 187 and 3.
I'm going to play Baller in this race. I was really impressed with that win on debut. It was impressive to the eye, and then the clock backed that up too. I know it was $61, but I think it can be a little bit forgiving, given it was on debut. It can just slip under the punter's guards. I recall Yankee Rose going around at monster odds on debut as well, and obviously wanted to do things. So it can happen from time to time. He did it both ends that day, 35.19, his first 600, and then slipped home 34.82, and actually ran considerably quicker time than excelling in a class two on that same day. They did crawl in that race, but that still adds a little bit of substance to the victory. As you touched on there, Duff, Robbie Dolan can ride very light here, so 49.5 this horse carries, which is luxurious this day and age. Rolling all out in front, I think it'll be very hard to catch. Obviously, Royal Celebration is the one with the runs on the board, but 9.5 kilos between them just leans me that way. Royal Celebration, though, one with a bit of authority there last time, and he certainly looks a horse destined for better things than benchmark racing. I wouldn't surprise if he's eventually competing in listed and group races somewhere down the track. Phone Me goes in for third. A little bit of an unknown here, but it was a strong win at Yarra Valley. You would expect a horse like that to probably beat those the way he did. He can go on with the job here. Again, he's another one in light. And Ducal is the one I've just thrown in for fourth. Coming back in grade, the blinkers come off. Can run some kind of race there with Sam Welly on board. So the numbers for me, 7, 1, 8 and 5.
Darren Flindell goes Coterie here, number 3 for Adam Hieronymus to beat 1, 7 and 8. 3, 1, 7 and 8, race number 2. Just noting on Sky Thoroughbred Central, different sort of photos being put up for Brad Gray. One really sort of modern look and the other wider sort of, which one do you want, Brad? Type really romantic look or?
Maybe I shouldn't look.
Probably not now, because they'll probably put a stack on it or something.
Looks like he sent his whole album in there, like you asked for a photo. He sent an whole album in to you.
It'd be interesting to see. I wonder what race 3 will look like. Probably no, that you got that beard sort of look. Yeah. Righto, let's move to the Tab Highway. Glenn, race 3.
Yes, today's Tab Highway is a Class 3 event over 1,400 metres. And Potent Force here is a $6 chance. Lawan at $9.50. Sea Bloom at $9.50. Sugar Dance at $5. Tristan to Angel, $4.60. That price makes it favourite. Ave is a $6 chance, and Eleanor Webster Horse rides a kilo over here at 54.5. Carillion at $6.50. Sam Weatherly takes no claim at all. Anya Rosie is at $21. Josh Adams rides a kilo over at 54. Blue Collar Boy at 41. Luciola Bell at 23. And The Debater is a $41 chance. Pretty brisk betting on the highway this week. In order, it is Tristan to Angel, Potent Force, Carillon, then Sea Bloom. They're the top. They're clearly the top four. A fair gap then to Sugar Dance, fifth pick.
And Brad, smallish field for a Tab Highway. What's it done with pace?
Yeah, it's a little bit unusual. Normally you see with these highways you can find 3 or 4 leaders on occasions, but here there doesn't look to be any pace whatsoever. I've got Sugar Dance leading for Gaynor Williams, and there's very little tempo outside of that, Duff.
Gets an absolute picnic, I would have thought. Sugar Dance, barrier 2, just gets a little dig in the ribs, goes quick enough to be left alone, and then slows it up to suit himself, which gives him a good chance, and the market's reacted to that speed map as well, I would have thought. I'm a big watch here on number one, surely. Potent Force, they've persevered with him for a couple of years with that tendon injury. He looked as a very promising horse in his only 2 preparations. He beat Coming Through at his first start there, would have been his second start. And he looked a real thing. So obviously he's had that injury. There's 3 trials to preparing. Those trials are encouraging. The 1400 first up suggests to me that he's done obviously a lot of work. Let's just run the eye over him on track and get a feel for him. If all the stars are aligned, he'll be the one to beat. Sugar Dance is the dead set danger. He was just run down late with the big weight there first up. He may have lacked a bit of match practice there. He strips a lot fitter here. He's got a bit of a weight drop, and like I said, he gets all the map favours there. Tristan D'Angel got the job well on the heavy at Randwick and set to hold that form, and probably drier suits him even more. And there's still plenty of queries left. I'll throw in Lawan, who's both October runs were very good, and he's a horse that just seems very genuine. 1, 4, 5, and 2.
Yeah, I've seen it similar to you, Duff. Potent Force, if he's even 80% the horse that he was when we saw him last preparation, he's clearly the horse to beat here. He's a very classy animal, full brother to Smart Missile. And actually, it's been 84 weeks since we've seen this horse, and the last time we saw him race, he was actually trained by James Cummings before he took the gig with Godolphin, which is how long ago it was. He's a 5-year-old now. There is a bit of a street corner tip. Obviously, you take that with a grain of salt, that he's going particularly well, though. So it'll be really interesting to see what the market does here, because he's the type of horse that could start $10 or $3.50. So big watch on him late. Kicking off over 1,400 metres, as you said, Duff, does suggest that he's ready to go. I imagine this highway has been marked on his card for a while now. So happy to be with him at the odds. I think it's just luxurious for a horse of his quality in a race like this. I've got Sea Bloom in for second. Coming back in trip a little bit, but it has been freshened up since. I really like the strength of that Rose Hill win. Trialled at Canberra recently, just a little tick over trial, and went particularly well there. Concede that it's not the ideal setup for him, because he's probably going to get back in a race with not a great deal of tempo. Tristan D'Angel goes in for third. You've just got to throw in Matt Dunn's runners every time he goes around. He's just a genius at picking the right runners to target these Tab Highway with, and that was a strong winner. It was a strong winner there at Randwick last time. And Sugar Dance has to be somewhere in the mix, just on the back of it, getting a very soft lead in this particular race. So the numbers for me, 1, 3, 5, and 4, a big, big watch on Potent Force.
These were the words of Matt Griffith yesterday. Trials had me thinking he's ready, but after so long off, you never know. So that was Mac yesterday with Potent Force. Watch the market. Watch the reaction from Lizzie and Duff in the mounting yard, obviously, pre-race. Darren Flindell likes it as well. Potent Force number 1 to beat 3, 5, and 4. 1, 3, 5, and 4 in race number 3, this week's Tab Highway. We're going to take a break. This is Racing HQ on Sky Thoroughbred Central and Sky Sports Radio. Back to look at the first leg of today's Big Six.
Dynamics Indications Gay and Adrian offer an awesome call to aim at the rich Inglis Race Series. By Smart Missile, champion first crop sire and now leading third crop sire. From Serenade Lily, a winning half-sister to champion three-year-old Serenade Rose. Bred to be precocious and quick, our colts are half-brother to Vocalize, winner and dual stakes performed at two. Join the Dynamic Gay and Adrian team at just $8,300 a share. Visit dynamicsindications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 336808.
Got that sick feeling just thinking about how much money you owe? No money to enjoy life? If this sounds like you, then you should give Capital Debt Solutions a call for a confidential chat about combining your unsecured debts into just one weekly repayment tailored to your budget. That's a solution working for you. Focus on a debt-free future. You deserve it. Capital Debt Solutions. Solutions for your financial freedom. 1-300-107-155 or capitaldebtsolutions.com.au.
It's Brett Ogle here. Look, Drummond Golf has asked me to do a world first on radio, a 15-hour commercial where I read out their entire stock list to prove that only Drummond Golf has a range that includes all the famous brands in bags, clubs, buggies, balls, shoes, clothing and accessories. But like you, I'd rather be out playing golf. So if anyone from Drummond Golf asks, can you tell them you heard the 15-hour ad and it was fantastic? Thanks.
A lot's changed in small business, but some things, like chasing finance, haven't. A business loan from Prosper can help. Borrow from $5,000 to $250,000 for renovation, equipment upgrades, or new business opportunities. Plus, funding is possible in 24 hours. So if you'd rather chase business than finance, talk to Australia's number one online lender to small business, Prosper. Visit prospa.com. Terms, conditions and lending criteria apply. Credit license 454782.
Talk Spring Racing. Punters Postmortem. Monday morning at 9.
Yes, this is Racing HQ, and we welcome back Sky Thoroughbred Central and Sky Sports Radio. We're looking at Rose Hill with Brad Gray from Racing New South Wales and Ron Duffersey, and of course the Munns machine, Glenn Munsey from TAB, is in with us as well. And Glenn, it's your race. Race four, first leg of today's Big Six, around 100,000, they're saying.
Yes, and that won't cost you that anywhere near that, Andrew, to get a Schweppes, get a Pepsi Max into you. I'll tell you what, I will just pre-warn you, Andrew. You're not going to believe it. There's some construction going on here at my place this morning.
Well, I did hear a voice earlier, and I wasn't too sure which line it came on, but the builders are back, are they?
The concreters are here this morning, Andrew. Well, typically before a Melbourne Cup Carnival, I dig up the backyard, get all the old tins out, you know, to give myself a bank. And then after I come back from Melbourne after a fat week, I get the concreters in, we bury the tins again, and we relay a new bit of concrete over the backyard. But there's blokes here concreting the backyard.
Okay, now, do they know you're on radio? Because I did hear them yell earlier, and I just don't want to hear something that I shouldn't hear.
Andrew, they have no idea what's going on here. They're saying, what about this fat bloke sitting in here with these strange things on his head? They've got no concern whatsoever about what's going to win a race at Rose Hill, I can guarantee you that. Their only concern is when they're
getting
finished that I hand over.
exactly.
That's their worried about.
No, they'll get through. They'll
just in case something does happen here, Andrew, I'll pre-warn everyone anyway. Righto, let's get back to the fourth here, the Schweppes. This is a fillies and mares benchmark 88 over 1,500 metres. And Caravali, she was entered during the week in Melbourne. She's running here, and she's an $11 chance. Sexy Eyes, 145 and favourite. Ty England, as he told us earlier, right a half over here at 56. I Like It Easy at $6.50. Vela Cheetah is at $4.80. Aurora Rose with the blinkers on at 21. O'Lordy at $26. And Rachel Hunt will claim the full three there. She'll ride 49. $26. And Arrondissement is a $41 chance. Well, as regards to dollars invested, the most popular runner all day here is Sexy Eyes in race number four.
Have we got a race with pace or not, Brad?
I don't think it's going to be too bad. They're not going to hum along, but I certainly think it'll set up okay for the favourite, which is how a lot of punters will be viewing this race. As far as the map goes, you've got I Like It Easy, rolls along out in front, can dictate its races. And Aurora Rose, with the blinkers on, I imagine they try and put a little bit of pressure on that horse. So if you like the favourite, the map certainly shouldn't deter you.
No, definitely not.
After you.
Sorry, Andrew. Yeah, yep. Look, She, look, I don't think anyone can really tip anything to beat her on her last start. Dominant performance. She just raced away, owned the race. This is a lovely progression for her here. Just up that 100 metres to 1,500 metres now, and she's obviously too short to back, but impossible to get away from. Velocita is the danger if there is one. That's her stablemate. She's found a bit of form now and a big weight drop here up in class. Probably runs second. Three, I like it easy. Yeah, it was good first up and then a bit disappointing last time, but does get complete control again, and at home he could possibly go better, and so could Caravali, who is better than what we saw first up. 2-4-3-1.
Yeah, you're right, Duff. It's impossible to tip outside of this favourite. Well-founded $1.45, but I honestly believe that's its right price. It only has to hold its form to be winning this race too. Ran home some reasonable time there. Last start, and the time of the day overall was very good too. Actually, its last 600 metres was six lengths faster than the next best in the race, so certainly got a big finish on her, this girl. I imagine this race sets up similar, and she just stalks them, peels down the outside and looks the winner a long way from home. Well, we yet to see her best though, so she's still a mare on the up despite being a 5-year-old. I've actually got Caravali in for second. She was a Group 3 winner second up over a mile last preparation. I think she caught a few punters off guard there, and she looks big odds here at $11 in a race like this. You can fall into the trap of thinking she is a bit of a wet tracker, but that was on a good track too, that win second up. So I thought she did enough there first up, just peaking on her run behind Mahalunga over 1,400 metres. She does grow a leg at Randwick. She's yet to really bring that form to Rose Hill, but I still think she's in the mix just on class alone. I've got Aurora Rose in for third. They look like completely different animals when you watch the two trials. Kembla Grange just didn't show up at all. The blinkers go on at Randwick, and it looked like a different animal and led them up and then bolted in at the finish. So it looks like she's somewhere back near her best, despite looking at her form, and she hasn't beaten a runner home in her last three starts. But at her best, she's somewhere in the mix here. And then I've thrown in I Like It Easy for fourth, just given the map, and she makes her own luck. But I do concede what Duff said. There probably was a little bit disappointing behind Royal Celebration last start. But Sexy Eyes does look the winner, 2-1, 5-3.
Yeah, two obviously also for Darren Flindell to beat 6-0 Lordy, then the 4 and the 1. 2-6-4-1 for Darren Flindell in race number 4, as I say, the first leg of today's Big Six. Race 5, Glenn, on Girls' Day Out is the Eden Bray Homes.
Yes, Andrew, and of course this race here, we've got a fairly open race. This is a benchmark 78 over 1,400 metres, and the market, Gambler's Blues, is the toppy here back at the races today, and it's an $11 chance. Kanachi at 16. Generalissimo came out this morning, 7 cents a win and 7 cents a place. Reflectivity at $5. So You Win, $12, coming back having bone chips removed, and it's left front fetlock. $12 chance, as I said. Noshio came out yesterday, 4 cents a win and 4 cents a place. Siathur is a $3 favourite. Ombudsman at $14, Gitan at $7.50, Turnbury at $15, Fuel at $19, Man of Peace at $8, and Butteroo Knight is a $26 pop. Most popular runner here is Chasseur, basically bang on half the total investment on the race here. Number of changes, but you've got to remember Generalissimo and Noshio both went up $9.50 chances. Chasseur actually went up a $5 chance. It's got three times the amount of money on it at Man of Peace, and they're a long way ahead of the rest.
Okay, so $3 right now. We finally found a race here that looks to be genuine pace, Brad.
Yeah, I think they'll go along at a good clip here. You've got about four or five of them who will all be vying for the front. Man of Peace is probably the one that does hold it from five, but you've got Butteroo Knight there. You've got Fuel punching up from two, and Kanachi coming across from the wide draw with Robbie Dolan on claiming three. Reflectivity is a horse that we've seen be right on the bunny in the past, but I probably think they'd probably take hold here, given their first up, and there is a bit of speed in front of it, Duff. Is that how you saw it?
Yeah, and I can see him getting a good run too here, Reflectivity. I think he just posies right in behind those top four horses that you spoke about, and just puts himself in front of that, you know, that back end pack of the middle distance type. So taking that into account, I thought he trialled quite nicely, very nicely under a hole there. Nice run just off the speed here. I think he's going to be hard to beat, Reflectivity. I like the way he sets up. So I've got him on top. I like this horse, Chasseur. Don't get me wrong. I just thought he may step up in distance second up. That's the only thing, but the market says don't worry about it. They went up $5. That was adjusted straight into 320, and he's quite solid there around the 2-1 now. So I do concede that he's, with all that speed up front, he'll be rushing home, and he does... You've got something about him, that's for sure. And now that he's had a run back, he'll be more switched on here today. Manapiece was amazing the other day to do what he did. He went out 1 million mile an hour and was entitled to stop. I just hope that didn't gut him as far as, you know, being too tough a run. But if he reproduces that performance, he's certainly right in the mix here. And this is a huge watch here, Gamblers Blues. He's had nearly a year off. I loved his trial, and if there's any support for him at all, he just maps up nicely just behind them on the inside here, and if they open up for him, look out, because he does have some quite solid fresh form if he's in order. 4, 7, 12, and 1. The other horse I'm looking for a good run from, I don't know whether he can win today, but this Ombudsman, now keep an eye on him, but 4, 7, 12, and 1.
I don't mind one at odds here. Turnberry is a horse that I've got a little bit of time for. I think you can... fall into the trap of thinking he wants a trip. You look at his form there on the card, and it suggests that they did try him over further up in Queensland, but it was only really when they dropped him back to the mile for the Grafton Guineas when he was back in the winner's stall. So I think he is a horse that 1400 metres the mile is his best trip. He's actually relation to Red Dynamo and Charge Missile, so certainly they were more dynamic over the shorter trips too. Even his 1400 metre record, 3 starts, a win and 2 placings, and he's fired fresh in the past. I think Rachel King can use the gate and just park in behind what looks a good speed, and he'll certainly get his chance to run a cheeky little race here at big odds. I'm happy to back him each way. As far as the rest of the numbers go, it's a hard race to kind of assess, because I originally didn't like that Chasseur race when I did the review, because the numbers were a little bit soft on the day for 1400 metres. They went out in quick time, as you touched on, Duff, and Manapiece was the one who did a good job from out in front, but they came home in slowish time, and there's half a length between Chasseur, Guitar, and Manapiece. Chasseur is a horse that profiles like he's going to be better over a mile. You go back to his last campaign, and he needed all of the 1550 second up to get home at Canterbury. So maybe third up is his go, but I certainly respect that the market moved for him. Just watch him late and see. He might just push out a little bit as we get closer to the actual race. Gamblers Blues, I agree, Duff, big watch on him. If he's right, I think the money will come. Tim Mahon, as we know, when they're ready, the money does come. So I did like his trial. He resumes off a long spell, and his first up run last time we saw him 1400 metres, Rose Hill, just behind Wayanka. Certainly has him in the mix here somewhere. And for the other one I've thrown in, Manapiece, he's going to be up on the bunny making his own luck, and as we know, he's tough and will be fighting out the finish somewhere. But Turnberry at odds for me on top, 10, 7, 1 and 12.
Yeah, and Darren Flindell is with you. He likes Turnberry as well at this stage. $15 with tab.com.au. 10 on top to beat 1, 7 and 3. 10, 1, 7 and 3 from race caller Darren Flindell. We'll just have to keep an eye on Turnberry here just to see if Gray's group come together here, Munns, and come in at $15.
Yeah, Gray's groupies, they've been called, Andrew. And
Gray's groupies, that's
Gray's groupies, yeah. They're just bowing at the tabernacle there, getting ready for, you know, the offerings that Brad offers here on Sky Sports Radio. And there's a customer there. thank you very much. There's another 100 on it. So, $405, $430 since Brad actually tipped it up. Turnberry, the $15 and the $3, $480. $15 and $3.90 in that race there. So, yes, $504 okay. Now.
Oh, you better wind it in.
Yeah, give it a twist. Make it a lift.
Yeah, give it a
twist. That's normally the go.
Well, they'll give it a savage one. It'll be like, it'll be real turning deck and Shane Warne just, you know, gripping and ripping. And
just upset everyone. Once.
Not a lot of social media, presence at 8:33, so we might wait a little bit longer just at the end of the preview, tell everyone it's got to carve up.
Yeah, no, it'll get reaction. All right, Gray's Groupies. I'll have to put that in a pointer. Gray's Groupies joining Saturday morning, 8 o'clock for Gray's Groupies. let's move to race 6 now, the Australian Turf Club. Miravay came out, it changed, and then repeating Gamble's Town's a late scratching.
Yes, this is the benchmark 78 here over 2,000 metres, so a vastly different market because Merivale was, in the top sort of 3 picks anyway. We've got Skyboy, he's odds on now, he's 185 and favourite, of course. Solo Mission at $14. We go to Spun Largo, at 34. Merivay came out this morning, 9 cents a win and 9 cents a place. Mark II is a $12 chance. Mazaz at 14. Tesla came out all the way back on Thursday, 3 cents a win and 3 cents a place. Gamblestown was the late one this morning, around about 10 to 8. The deduction there, 3 cents a win and 3 cents a place. Equipped is at 26. Red Knot at 16. Miss Shanty at 8.50. Nick O'Shea is a $10 chance. Highway at $13. Smoke and Piero with the winkers on at 26. And Vertex is a $26 chance as well. Well, I wouldn't say they've completely steamed into this with Sky Boy. He's the most popular runner with a little over half the investment, but it's a very, very quiet betting race. Second pick is Miss Shanty, and he's got about one-fifth of what Sky Boy's got on it. And third pick is actually Smokin' Piero.
Right out in the market here. Groupie, what's happening with the pace here?
Red Knot is the one that's going to take up the running here, I'd say, from the one. They've got no other choice than to punch up and hold the front. I think it sets up very similar. If you watch the replay for Skyboy last start, just sat outside the leader, stalking it, and then kicked away halfway down the straight. I think that is a rinse and repeat job here. I think we'll see a replay of that. The other runner that's probably going to be somewhere thereabouts is Highway, just punching up from the inside, but I can't see it troubling those front two here, Doug.
No, I agree. It's going to be a tough day to have a bet, isn't it? And Munsey's not letting us on. He's just keeping these horses you want to back into the red a little bit. And it's just, you know, it's frustrating. He can't get away from him. He makes his own luck. He won with authority beating Savakul the other day. As I said earlier, that form looks good. He's up 2.5 kilos to 60, but a fit-in-form horse mapping the way he does, I don't think that poses him any problems. And when you think he Miss Shanty's the danger, he's probably a legitimate even money chance. She's just an honest toiler. She got another win on the board the other day, and she'll be around the mark again. I can see it, and a few of the boys have found it. Highway's got a better chance today. It's got a place chance for sure. Back in distance last time wasn't the right move, and that was a perfect setup for the 2,000 metres here today from a good draw. Got a place chance. Best of the rest is 6 Mazaz, who did have excuses last start. First up run behind Girl Tuesday I thought was pretty good. So if you can forget that last run where he pulled up lame, you got to trust the vets and say he can improve. One looks the goods to me. 11, 13, 6 the placings.
Yeah, similar for me, Duff. Skyboy on top. The great thing about this horse is he can make his own luck and then quicken from a top of the speed, which makes him so hard to beat, especially at benchmark level. Same grade here. He does creep up 2.5 kilos, but on the dominance of that last start victory, you expect him to win again. All he has to do is hold his form. To be winning once more, that Savakul form, as you touched on, has been frank during the week at Flemington, so expect him to win. And I think you're right. The way you can look at this race is you think, oh, Skyboy, he's very skinny, $1.85. But when you're looking at legitimate dangers, it's very hard to find one. I've actually got Highway in for second. Did sneak under the Tabs guard a little bit early. It's been well found now, back into $13. But it's still probably a touch over its true odds. Back to 1,400 metres, didn't suit. Second up, 1,550, was very good. And you go back last preparation, its last 2,000 metre effort was only 3 lengths. Off a horse like Youngstar, which obviously profiles relatively well for a race like this, a benchmark 78. I've got Mazaz in for third, complete forgive last start, pulled up lame. It's run before that behind Girl Tuesday, suggested it's somewhere in the mix in a race like this. And Miss Shanty probably got its Christmases there last start, was it with an overdue win, and has to go on with it now. But that might be the victory that just boosts her confidence a little bit, and she can go on with the job from here. But Skyboy, clear top rater, 1.13, 6 and 11.
Darren's like Skyboy as well, number one to be 12, 13 and 11. 1, 12, 13 and 11. Highway opened, I think it was 26, it's now 13 off Paul Joyce, tipping in his podcast and then on the TV Thursday night, I think.
Yeah, 26 on Wednesday, Andrew, was $18 on Friday morning, was $16 last night, and a $13 chance this morning after the scratchings of Merivale and Gamblestown was available. $19 in the early bird special yesterday.
Okay. All right, three to come.
I've got some way to match Paul's little army of followers at the moment, don't I? He tips on price. So anyway,
The money's just coming in for Turnberry there, Munns.
Yeah, 1238 $1,238, Andrew, by $612 so far today. Remarkably, still a $15 chance. There mustn't be anyone, must have the wireless on.
They're all locked asleep in there, are they?
Yeah, haven't got the wireless on in there. They've just,
they're not doing work in your backyard, are they? It's a cash job there.
I don't know. There's an army of blokes here. I hope they don't expect to be paid individually, these blokes. I know that.
I was just going to say it. Yeah. No, anyway, as long as they're pouring the right stuff into the concrete there and nothing else. But anyway, good luck with that. Boys will be working up a treat. They'll be looking for more than a can of Pepsi by lunchtime. Yeah, a break and then the last three races.
they'll catch and kill your own here.
You'll be at Rose Hill and Denise will just say, come into the fridge. It'll be all just open and the boys will be happy. Mums, don't worry about it.
As long as they don't find the other little secret stash that's not Pepsi Max or Peroni.
All right, let's take a break. Three races to come here on Racing HQ.
With 150 years of expertise, the specialist team at HQ Insurance are passionate about horses and privileged to be an integral part of the bloodstock industry. HQ Insurance, the headquarters of Equine Insurance. Find us at hqinsurance.com.au or call 8913 1640.
It's Brett Ogle here, standing in a Drummond Golf store, completely naked. Don't worry, madam. Everything's fine. I'll be fully clothed in a minute because only Drummond Golf has a range that includes all the famous brands in clubs, bags, buggies, accessories, shoes, and you'll be happy to hear, clothing. In fact, for the best range in golf gear, you really can't beat Drummond Golf. Ah, here come my new clothes now. See, madam, nothing to worry about. All I need now is some new balls.
So, who are you backing in the next?
Well, I like this one at the distance, but...
Whoever you're backing, Tab's got you covered. This Stakes Day, place a fixed odds win bet on races 1 to 5 at Flemington and Rose Hill. If your horse runs second or third, get a bonus bet back up to $50.
We're on here, boys. Lock it in.
Who are you backing this Stakes Day? Tab. Download the app today. Tab account bets only. Terms and conditions apply. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
Warrawee Needy, Canadian two-year-old colt of the year. Freakishly fast at 2, wickedly faster at 3, world record holder at 4. Visit yerribee.com.au.
Got that sick feeling just thinking about how much money you owe? No money to enjoy life? If this sounds like you, then you should give Capital Debt Solutions a call for a confidential chat about combining your unsecured debts into just one weekly repayment tailored to your budget. That's a solution working for you. Focus on a debt-free future. You deserve it. Capital Debt Solutions. Solutions for your financial freedom. 1-300-107-155 or capitaldebtsolutions.com.au.
Talk Spring Racing. Punters Postmortem. Monday morning at 9.
Righto, Racing HQ with Ron Duffersey, Brad Gray and Glenn Munsey. We're up to the last three races. I'm glad we got one Brad working today. This tweet just released from Brad Davidson. No betting strategy today, punters. In Melbourne, enjoying some time off and taking the week off doing the form. Good luck today. I mean, come on, mate.
No strategy. What's going on here?
That's normally first up on Thursday, you know?
And there's people out there that are counting on that to get through the weekend. And, you know, Brad just said, tools down. I'm on the, you know, the pen and ink. And, you can do your best.
He may have found a bride there on Oaks Day. He may have.
Fancy getting a Saturday off anyway. You know.
Well, anyway,
well, what is this company coming to? You know, you just run your own race here. I just take a Saturday off. It's only the main day of the week, you know.
You're not taking it. I think we've got him enough. At least we've got another Brad. Brad Gray, you're up and about, aren't you, mate?
Oh, I definitely am, fellas. Definitely. I'm here for good every Saturday.
He might be recovering. I think I read the other day he went for a swim at Bondi and finished up on the rocks and got cheese grated. I think Ben Way said, get in there, Brad, have a swim in there. And next minute, Brad come out looking like a coleslaw, on the rocks at Bondi.
You should have seen him shuffling in on Tuesday at Sky. Gee whiz, the fella could walk right to tie his shoelaces up for him.
Oh, no wonder he's taken a trip to Melbourne then. All right, we better get continue on here. Race 7 at Rose Hill, due at 10 to 4. Glenn?
Yeah, the Agency Real Estate here, one of the sponsors of the ATC. This is a benchmark 88 over 1,300 metres. And if you're looking, this is a fresh market now with only the seven runners. So the fresh fixed odds market is pay 1-2. And we start with Galoy here as a $6 chance. Fortensky out, and I haven't written down the deduction there. I'll get that for you shortly. Tip Top at $4.40. Coruscate is $2.90. Pelothronius at 21. Dyslexic, $2.60. Petrosian at 19. Beacon is a scratching. Hilarosity, and Josh Adams rides a kilo over $41. And Pharaoh is a scratching there as well. I'll have to go back to the old market to tell you which is the best supported runner here, the market that was just closed, and it is Dyslexic, who went up as much as $6.50, but Beacon was a $4.80 chance when it came out. The other two were good odds. But it is the most popular runner, 2.5 times the amount of money on Dyslexic than is on Tip Top. They're the top two. There's nothing really been invested in the other market as such, because it's only been up around about 5 minutes from now. But the deductions there for Tensky, 2 cents, Beacon, 14 cents, and Pharaoh, 2 cents. They're the deductions in race number seven.
And as Duff said earlier, Brad, becomes a very tactical race, this one.
Yeah, it sure does. We lost the Pharaoh, who was the obvious leader in the race on Friday, and it makes it a little bit messy. It really opens it up for a jockey to really grab this race from the start. I'm probably tipping it is going to be Coruscate. Obviously, the Godolphin camp have got Don Byrne on their team, and I imagine he'd be saying, go forward, go forward, go forward, because he's your race-fit horse, and he has shown in the past he can settle right up on the speed. Behind him, I imagine Tip Top's a little bit closer. Pelothronius is a horse that can probably settle somewhere thereabouts, and even Goulwar, just by default, is probably a little bit closer than we normally see him. But Duff, I've got Coruscate leading this. I don't know if you saw it similar.
Yeah, look, I don't know what to think. You know, your first thing when you see races like this, you look for inside draws. And I did read the Racing New South Wales speed map there, where they're saying Pelothronius began well first up and then was dragged back because of the draw. But from a better draw here, he could race much closer, Tip Top from a better draw. And then you got decisions to make with these two favourites who are both capable of going forward. So it's the tactical event of the day, really. This is getting a bit ridiculous, isn't it? $2.60, Dyslexic. I picked up the form on Wednesday and I thought, gee, $6.50 looks a good bet. That went off straight away, so no, couldn't get on. And $4.40, I says, yeah, still hard to beat. The scratching's come along, $4. I said, fair enough. That's about its mark now. $2.60. What's going on here? Look, I've got it top pick, but I can't. I'm having a real think about it now. Six on top of four, Coruscate, who's done nothing wrong. A very fit racehorse who seems adaptable. 1,300 shouldn't pose him any problems. Tip Top, little freshen up, tick over trial, off two wins, no knock. And Galois will just sit back, let it all unfold in front of him. And after all those moves are made, he may just have last look. Look, I do like six, but I was liking him at $4. Six, four, three, and one.
Yeah, very similar numbers for me, Duff. I'm just flipping around Tip Top and Coruscate, but Dyslexic on top. But I do concede that $2.60, rock bottom now. I think if you do like the horse, which I do, I actually made it the best of the day. I think we just wait because there's a chance we'll just get a little bit better, come closer to jump. But I think we'll see a completely different horse this time out. The wet track just didn't suit at all in the Niverson. Tommy Berry came back to scale and said just didn't handle the track one bit. So the fact that she still finished midfield, I think, suggests that she's going particularly well. Plenty was made of her outstanding trial before that. So if you liked her first up on the back of that trial, I think we take that same confidence into her second up run. She's the horse to beat. I would have been a lot more confident if the Pharaoh was here, just ensuring that we get that genuine clip. And now it might open the gate for Coruscate to get a picnic out in front, which does make him hard to beat, given he's a race-fit horse. The 1,300 metres is a little query, but as James Cummings said on your show, Andrew, a little bit earlier, if he's ever going to get the trip, this is the right race for him to do it. I've got Tip Top in for second. Interesting preparation. He's had the little freshen up. But you go back through his form, and he's had this mid-preparation freshen up on two occasions in the past and actually won at his next start both times. So it's something that certainly works for him. He's in career-best form. Coruscate goes in for third, and then I've also got Goulwar in there for fourth. He was okay there first up last time, and he was heavily back from memory too at Hawkesbury. He just got a long way back and rattled home down the outside. His trial was sound, and he settles a little bit closer here in a race with no obvious leader. So somewhere in the mix for the numbers for me, 6, 3, 4, and 1.
Yeah, Darren Flindell goes the same as Duff in the order, but the same boxed up numbers, 6 to beat 4, 3, and 1. 6, 4, 3, and 1 for Darren, race 7. Race 8, Glenn.
Interesting. Yep. In the early bird special yesterday, Dyslexic was 370, first price at midday, and all it did was firm throughout the afternoon in the early bird and was made favourite. Coruscate was still favourite during the early bird. And it was 350, and Dyslexic was 370, and then Dyslexic firmed into favouritism later in the afternoon.
With money?
Well, it's still the most popular runner in the race.
Okay.
And those deductions, I actually got them wrong. It was Fortensky's 2 cents the win and place. Beacon is 14 cents the win and 12 cents the place. And the Pharaoh is 2 cents the win and 2 cents the place. So they correction there on those.
Righto, let's move to race 8. The Oh No Darren, the big 5-0. Someone turning 50 today. Glenn, what about the market?
Well, it wouldn't be Darren Flindell because he'd be 60 easy. Darren Biedman's pretty close to nudging 60 as well, so I wouldn't be either of those two, you wouldn't think. So
Is they've given him race 8. He's going to be a nice old mess by race 8 trying to give out the trophy. They should have given him an earlier race where he can get on the drink.
Oh, well, you don't have to go to the races to get on the drink, Ron.
Well, he's going to celebrate his 50th.
He might be a teetotaler.
He could well be.
He might just get there and enjoy Pepsi Max all day. Right, let's have a look at them here. It's a benchmark 78 over 1,100 metres anyway. And we start with a scratching in Revenir, who 22 cents a win and 16 cents a place, the deduction for Revenir. So Chauffeur is a $10 chance. He's got a cross noseband on today, Chauffeur. Bonhomme is at $3.20 and favourite. Beacon, a scratching here and came out all the way back on Wednesday, 13 cents a win and 11 cents a place. I got a Nell at a $6.50. Virgilio with the lugging bit on and the offside bubble checker comes off. It's a $26 chance. Seeking Glory at $6.50. Sedition is a $5 chance. Argent d'Or at $13. Leo Gang at $12. Rock and Ruger is a $15 chance. Nick on the Run at $31. Under the Thumb at $26. And the Lion came out on Thursday, 9 cents a win and 9 cents a place. Best supported runner here in this race. Not a great deal of, strong money in it. One of the lower holds of the day. But it's Bonhomme, about three times the amount of money than Sedition.
Okay, pace here, Brad.
Yeah, not surprising there's not a great deal of cash around, because I found this one of the tricky races of the day. As far as the pace goes, I've got Nell. Probably leads up, just depending on how aggressive they want to be on Rock and Ruger from the 12 with James Innes Jr. on. That's trial. They really began like a shot out of a cannon and they just kept running. So maybe it is the one that leads eventually, but I imagine I've Got Nell is the one who takes it up in the early stages. The two that fall in behind that and get the lovely trails of Bonhomme and Sedition here, Duff.
Yeah, I think he gets a beautiful run, this favourite now, Bonhomme. He's another adjustment there that he's short enough now, 320, but I quite like him. His trial was good. I like the fact that he's, they can train him how they want to now, because, as Jason said this morning, they would force their hand with that provincial championship being 1,200, 1,400, first and second up. 1,100 today, first up. He's hard enough to beat. I think the danger, well, I don't know whether he's a danger or not. I'm very interested in Chauffeur. Forgetful in two runs where he was off the map there in Brisbane and just put over the fence there, and that was probably the end of his preparation then. So starting from scratch with no trial, I got a huge watch on him today. Leo Gang's runs have been better than what they read on paper, both runs, and seven, Seeking Glory, resuming after over a year off. Two trials on the heavy have been okay, and I got a big yard market watch on him. There's a couple of big ones for Lizzie here, Chauffeur and Seeking Glory to look at. Even Rock and Rug is a watch in the yard as well. And Virgilio I'm giving a chance to. So a real yard race this, but I like 3, 2, 10, and 7.
I'm actually with Leo Gang here, Duff. I think you're right. He's the one that slipped under the radar a little bit. You look at his form on paper and you see 6 and 6, but there was certainly merit in both of those. First up, wet track close to the inside when the Godolphin Quinella came right down the outside fence. And then Second up there, it was just in no man's land. It was drawn wide. It was wide and back and just peaked on its run the last 200 metres. Its sectionals from the 6 all the way to the 2 were very good and comparatively to single bullet. So third up, dry deck, I think he's ready to do something. I think he's lost a little bit of his zest, so whether he can settle back and still win a race like this remains to be seen, but he's good enough odds, I think, to find out. I've got Sedition in for second. He's just such an honest horse, this bloke. Richard Litz had him for 7 runs now, 6 of those. He hasn't finished outside of top 2. Maps beautifully tucked in behind the speed, and he has to be somewhere in the mix again. He certainly had his chance there at Canterbury, but his trip's a little bit fitter, and Deft is certainly a handy horse in itself. Bonhomie, I do agree with you, Duff, in that this horse is so much better suited back to 1,100 metres. You look back its early career, and actually all 4 of its wins have come over 1,100 metres or shorter, albeit in easier grade, but I certainly think that's his go. He's a little bit more dynamic, and he draws to get a lovely trail in the run. For fourth, I've got Rock and Ruger, a little bit of a watch on this horse. It's had excuses throughout its career. You look at its last 2 efforts, heat stress and then pulled up lame. Its maiden win had actually beat Condor, which stacks up well for a race like this, so positive trial. I imagine it's ready to go here first up. So the numbers for me, 10, 8, 3 and 1, but I could find Sedition on top 2, so not much between the 8 and the 10.
Darren goes 3 to beat 8, 5 and 2. 3, 8, 5 and 2. Straight to the market here, guys. 3 minutes to look at race 9.
Yeah, the last year, and this is a benchmark 78 for fillies and mares, the Roseville Bowling Club after party. Smart Amelia, she's in foal actually, and she's a $10 chance. Brook Magic at 8, Gold Finch 11, Strome at 41, Kawakini at 18, Ellie's Encore 11, Regimen is a $6.50 chance. Seasons out this morning, 23 cents a win and 17 cents a place. Absolute Ripper 31, Montrachet at $3.70 and favourite. Can't find Snippy at 10, Sebring Express, Tire half over 56 at $14, Fallarina with a tongue tie on at 7, and Round Mountain Gal is 100-1 chance. Best supported runner here with the scratchings now of Seasons is Montrachet in front of Fallarina, third pick Smart Amelia.
Ron, who do you like here in the last?
Yeah, it looks a fast race, Andrew. Goldfinch, Book Magic and Absolute Ripper all going forward. I like 10 Montrachet to do what she did last prep, go from the maiden to straight to the Hawkesbury Guinea, suggest that they think she's pretty good, like the trial. Fallarina's the danger. She's had a run back. She maps well. Smart Amelia, first up without a trial. She won first up last prep. And as Glenn says, she is in foal. And Regiment, pick of the rest. 10, 13, 1 and 7.
Yeah, I hope they tell the Fireys to bring their hoses along, because I think they're going to have to put out the track after this, because there's so much speed here, and they can absolutely hum along out in front. Mm-hmm. I think Smart Amelia on the back of that, the one. Really dynamic there, first up, last prep. Similar setup here, and the claim gets her in with a nice weight. I expect her to sprint really well fresh to beat Montrachet, a horse that the Hawk Stable obviously have a good opinion of, because they really deep-ended her their last campaign, and she measured up in better grade to beat Can't Find Snippy. And Sebring Express, I think, is another one that will be suited by this speed and didn't have a great deal of luck at Canterbury there last time out, Kevin, rattling home at the end. So the numbers for me, 1, 10, 11 and 12.
Darren goes 10 to beat 1, 7 and 13. 10, 1, 7 and 13. Your best, Brad?
Dyslexic, for me, is the best of the day. I do concede that the price has certainly been snipped there, but I still think we can back her with a bit of confidence. As far as value goes, I'm keen Smart Amelia in the last. I think she'll run a big race there at the double-figure odds.
Good on you, Brad. Brad Gray there. And what about you, Duff?
Yeah, I'm going out in protest because of the odds here. Mine was going to be that horse as well, Dyslexic. I'd rather take the 5-4 or 225 Blair House in Melbourne than those shorties in Sydney. I think he's the best of the day.
So that's our Rosehill preview.
As a small business owner, your work keeps Australia in work. That's why a business loan from Prosper is built to work with you. Borrow from $5,000 to $250,000. Apply for free with no security required to access up to $100,000. And you'll get a dedicated loan manager.
Welcome to Prosper.
So for a business loan that's built for business, talk to Australia's number one online lender to small business, Prosper. Visit prospa.com. Terms, conditions and lending criteria apply. Credit license 454782.
90 footy legends. 6 teams playing for over $100,000 in prize money and raising money for the Mark Hughes Foundation. The Legends of League return. One action-packed day of old-school rugby league.
Come marvel at the skills of household names. Menzies, Baderas, Hindmarsh and Saylor. Saturday, November 17, Central Coast Stadium. Get your tickets now for the Legends of League from Ticketek.
Guys and gals, grab your partner, your family or your friends and head out to Camden Way to K-Ranch Arena for the biggest cowboy Christmas ever. See Australia's elite bull riders battle for their 8 seconds of glory on top of the biggest, meanest one-ton athletes. Our best cowboys take the roughest ride of their lives, plus barrel racing, team roping, steer wrestling, clinics and lots more. Thrills, spills and non-stop rodeo action. November 8 to 18. Event calendar and bookings at kranch.com.au.
Sports fans, as we approach the end of 2018, let's put the year's sporting disappointments behind us. Not every team can win. It's the moments that matter. We all love a great sporting erection.
I think you'll find that's resurrection, Andrew.
Whatever your sporting fix, there's no better way to plan around sport than Sportsia, the gurus of planning for as long as Laurie Daly has lived outside of Junee. Order the 2019 Sportsia Diary at sportsia.com.au. That's sportsia.com.au. Sportsia, plan it right.
Interstate Form is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third in selected races at Rosehill and Flemington today. T's and C's apply. Gamble responsibly.
It's just gone 9 o'clock. This is Sky Sports Radio, and Glenn Munsey is with us. Glenn, just for TV purposes, we've got to get out sharp there at 9:02. Duff was keen on Blair House, which we're about to preview there at Flemington, in the McKinnon, race 8, number 3 for Duff. What price are we betting?
It's a $2 chance, Andrew. Blair House was actually odds on last night and pushed back to a $2 chance this morning. So $2 chance there. I suppose it'll be very interesting to get the boys' comments regarding La Trobe in that race there. And they look to be the two standouts in the McKinnon later on today.
Yeah, for sure. Joseph O'Brien, who's, I think, still in Melbourne, he just tweeted out a photo about half an hour ago, or a video of his horse La Trobe rearing up and full of himself heading into today's race. All right, so a fine day in Melbourne. They're looking at about 20, I want to say 25 or 20, what are we looking at here? 20... I haven't written it down. Mark Hunter will tell us in a tick. It's a fine day anyway. It's a good four and the rail at 8 metres. Race 1, take out number 8. Race 2, number 12. Race 3, take out 1 and 3. Longleaf being saved for the Sandown Guineas. Race 4, take out 12 and 15. Race 5, the Queen Elizabeth. 5 and 11 out. Wall of Fire and Midterm. Races 6, 7 and 8 are clear. And race 9, take out 3. 18, 19 and 20. One rider there, race 9, number 17, is Anthony Darmanin. 9, 17, Anthony Darmanin. Mark Hunter, good morning to you, mate.
Morning, Andrew.
Nice sunny day is what they're saying. Liam O'Keefe said to us earlier in the day.
Absolutely magnificent day. Best one for the week. 20 degrees hot. Not much breeze outside. Looks a beauty.
Okay. And this rail... goes out to 8 metres, it's just gone gradually out. Have you had a sense of how it could play today?
Not really. I think it comes down to maybe the firmness with Flemington. If it does firm up, you know, they tend not to make too much ground. So, we'll just wait and see. They're big fields, we'll wait and see how it plays.
Yeah, for sure. We're just waiting for Dean. I can't remember whether Dean's already at Flemington, on the way to Flemington, or he... I think he may have left home, but we'll get to Dean in just a tick. And they did place 4 mil of water on the track in the last 24 hours as well there at Flemington. All right, let's get cracking here. Glenn, what about the first here at Flemington on Stakes Day?
Rightio, Andrew, let's get back to the first there. I'll just put the Sunny Coast on hold for a second. And you're a regular on 3OW, aren't you, Andrew?
Yes, I am at this. Yeah, well, I finished now. Just a little spring gig.
Another urn. I hope you give it all to Bernie. Loyalty Man here is at $7.50, and I know you're a million to one to do that. Al Passam is at $3.30. Manuel, he's on the backup, and he ran during the week. He's $2.90 favourite. Oncidium Ruler, 31. Balcazar at 26. Call It A Day at $5.50. Esther Arc is at $6.50. And Biana Journey is a scratching. Pretty quiet here. Best supported runner is Manuel. Went up $3.50 on Wednesday, but it only run on Tuesday. It's been $3.50, $3.10, $2.80, $2.80 out to $2.90 this morning. Most popular runner. Second pick is Esther Arc, who's been $6 to $6.50. And third pick is Al Passam, who went up the $3 favourite and out to $3.20 and then now $3.30.
Mark, how do you see the first here?
Tricky little race, Hoss. You've got seven runners. You've got three horses who like to lead in Manuel or Manuel, Al Passam and Call It A Day. So a tricky little battle for the speed. I'm tipping number three, Manuel, who I think it's got the most gate speed. It's drawn one, so I think it's up to Kieran with intent whether he wants to hold the lead. If he can hold the lead, not get attacked by Al Passam and Call It A Day, just get enough peace. He's unknown at the mile, but he's in terrific form. Then I think he's the one to run down. The danger might be number seven, Esther Arc, just going to get the absolute cold sit on these leaders, drop down to the rails, be fourth or fifth, getting a beautiful run. Number two, Al Passam, it's in good form. And if there's a blowout here, number five, Balcazar, it's just about ready to fire. It would need them to go hard up front and pressure each other. If they do that, a horse like Balcazar or even Oncidium Ruler could get out of the pack. They're the rank outsiders, but they're not hopeless. I'll go 3, 7, 2, and 5.
Okay, those numbers in the first, just repeat those, Mark.
3, 7, 2, and 5.
3, 7, 2, and 5. And for Matt Hill calling the program, it's 7 to beat 3, 2, and 1. 7, 3, 2, and 1. We'll get to Dean in just a moment. He's on the way to Flemington, and we're just contacting him on an alternate number. So let's look at race 2 here. This is over the 2,000 metres.
Yes, and we start with Lycurgus at $41. Jeff Corrigan in the ownership there. They had a winner during the week. Silvera at $15. Riyadh is at $41. Etymology at $16. Lucky for All, $2.60 in favourite. The Pinnacle, $13. Dan and Roman at $3.20. Pleasuring at $10. Special Alert, $34. Boxer Chocolates, $19. Top Prospect at $17. Rua Maza is out. And Docker Pav is a $71 chance. Really, really good battle here between the two picks. There is about 1,800 separating Lucky for All in front of Dan and Roman. The market has, but Lucky Roman's been 260, 280, 260. Dan and Roman's been 4, 383. Back to $3.20. Even today, there's only $800 difference between Lucky for All and Dan and Roman. They got a mile on the rest of them.
Danon Robin gets a little weight turnaround on Lucky for All. Mark, which way do you go in race two?
Look, they're two really progressive horses, Andrew. They fought the race out at Caulfield, and I think they'll fight the race out again. I'm just going with number seven, Danon Robin. I think it just got held up at a crucial stage at Caulfield, and Lucky for All got the momentum and was just too strong for it. There's not much in it, but I think there's not much pace here. Danon Robin gets a beautiful run from gate one. It's going to be in the finish. It's got a great chance of fighting off number five, Lucky for All. It'll be giving Dan and Roman a start. It'll be coming out of the pack and just powering after it. Take your pick after that. Maybe number two, Silvera, who's racing consistently. And number six, the Pinnacle. Got a little hope, but got a bad barrier to overcome. 7, 5, 2, and 6.
And we welcome in Dino. Dean Lester, good morning.
Good morning, Andrew.
Was that my fault or was it just a mix-up? Was it my fault?
No, I've been sitting here waiting patiently, but no.
I'll blame me then. Yeah, no, it might have been me then. All right, so give us your thoughts in race two, and then we'll go back to the first for you.
I'm going the other way. I'm going for Lucky for All. I thought that he's just progressing well. I've seen him at Caulfield. I think he might be really looking forward to seeing him on a bigger track like Flemington. Dan and Roman, he's an honest horse. I don't think he's got a lot of change-up, but he's really honest. I think the improver might be Box of Chocolates. I thought he ran well at Bowie, and... just think with the weight drop, they usually bob up with a long odds horse at the carnival. I wouldn't be surprised if this is it. And Silvera next best, 5, 7, 10, 2.
5, 7, 10, and 2 for Dean in race two. Matt Hill likes Lucky for All number 5 to be 2, 4, and 7. 5, 2, 4, and 7. And Dean, just give us your thoughts on the opener today.
I don't like the race, Andrew. I've gone with Esther Arc just to get the cheap run behind the speed. To beat Al Passam, who's going well. He's just had a lot of hard racing. Manuel on the back up from Tuesday if he runs the mile and ticks four of the day, but he's got to take his form away from his home track at Mornington, 7236.
Righto, we move to race three, the Springtime Stakes, Glenn, for the three-year-olds.
Yes, and in this race here, Andrew, let me get back to Flemington. Here we go. We've got Longleaf Not There. Enbahar is a $19 chance. Sunset Watches out. Yulong January, $3.60. Ragged Rascal, $23. Ring-a-ding-ding, $3.20 and favourite. Senior Fox at $17. Scottish Rogue at $14. Wagner is a $9 chance. More Than Exceed, $26. Bricktop, $81. No Emotion, $13. Secret Vega, $41. Big Night Out, 19. Still Invincible, 16. We've got Igniter is an $81 chance. Clearly, Ring-a-Ding-Ding, the best supported runner here, went up as much as $5.50, was $4 on Friday morning, $3.20 last night and this morning. It's got about 50% more than what Yulong January's got on it, who's been the drift out, $3.20. Did touch $4, was then $3.40, made $3.60 this morning. They are panels in front of the rest of them.
Dean, how do you see this race over the 1,400?
Oh, I'm pretty keen on Ring-a-Ding-Ding, Andrew. He's only got the one glitch on his form for Darren Weir, and that was on that shifting track Caulfield Cup day, so it was a forget. Other than that, he was good at Bendigo. He was outstanding at Moonee Valley against the Pattern of the Day. Fourth in that race is Blue Roast, the one on Thursday. I think the big track here will really suit him. I like him to beat Yulong January, who was unlucky at Caulfield, no doubt, beyond Rainy Air. With the riderless horse interfering with him in the run, they probably should have won there. I think he's got a good chance. I think 15 Still Invincible. They've notified stewards they're going to ride this horse quieter. I think that'll suit and it can run well. I'm putting in a real roughie here in Bricktop. I thought he was the riderless horse actually at Caulfield, but he had a big weight when he ran here against Amphitrite. It's down to 54. Might be one just for the first four. It's not so much a winning chance. I don't think there's many winning chances here. I think 6 and 4 are clearly the better winning chances. 6, 4, 15 and 11.
Yeah, I'll just reverse the order around the first two. Number 4, Yulong January. I think two things this morning. Sunset Watch coming out of the race and the announcement they're going to ride Still Invincible back. That should see Yulong January just pounce down onto the fence and totally control the race. I think better ground, it might give a bigger kick. It's going to be a fair distance in front of Ring-a-Ding-Ding and it just might be able to hang on. 6 Ring-a-Ding-Ding was outstanding at Moonee Valley. On a day where you couldn't make ground, it showed completely different enthusiasm with the blinkers on and roared home against the bias. 9 Wagner, it's going okay. He's got a bad gate to overcome. And 14 Big Night Out, who wasn't given much hope there at the Valley, pushing forward wide early. 4, 6, 9 and 14.
Matt Hill likes number 6 Ring-a-Ding-Ding to beat 4, 2 and 14, 6, 4, 2 and 14 in race number 3. For people that may have just simply tuned in for the Melbourne preview, you've missed a great couple of hours looking at Sydney, but Glenn's got the concreters around at his house this morning, and you've forgotten something, have you, there, Munns?
No. We're swapping cars, Andrew. Car number 2. So Denise will have the Maserati, and I'll just have to put up with the the McLaren.
The little one, yeah. Dean, you should have heard the concreters. They were yelling out in the background, unaware of what Munsey does.
Is there someone in the world that doesn't know what he does?
we were starting to think we needed to start working in delay. That's how bad it was starting to become. Let's move to race 4 here, over the 1,400 metres.
Yeah, well, you start with Widgey Turf here, and he's $4.80 in a wide betting race. Is still favourite at that price. Classic Uniform at $81, Dollar for Dollar at $8, Dreamforce at $6.50, Allman at $10, Good Project $34, Mr. Sneaky $7.50, Age of Fire at $21, Parast at $9.50, Spectroscope at $14, Torgerson at $16, Interlocutor is out. Sosi Bon at $18, Lope de Capio at $71, King's Command is out. On warranty is a $10 chance. We've got to go back to the top here. Widgey Turf, the best supported runner. He's gone 460, 480, 440, back to 480. Second pick is Dreamforce. Third pick is Mr. Sneaky. And then actually would be the Biter, Sosi Bon and Spectroscope.
Okay, Mark, I'll come to you first. What are your thoughts here in race 4?
Hoss, I think it's a hard race. I'm going with number 1, Widgey Turf. I just think quite a ride from the Valley. There's good speed up front. I like the barrier draw. Could just fall down the rail, mind its own business midfield. And as long as this track's not too firm, you can see Widgie Turf picking his way through the field and really chasing hard at them late. To beat number four, Dreamforce, two runs back from a spell. It's ready to win. It can roll forward from that gate and run well. Number 16, Warranty, going to need a great ride from the back. If they do go really hard up front, you can see Kieran picking his way through and running on. And fourth pick, number seven, Mr. Sneaky, back onto the dry. He's another one with a chance, finishing hard from the back. 1, 4, 16, and 7.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Mr. Sneaky. I just think back on the dry is the key. I think he draws okay for the sort of run that he prefers, and I'm with him to beat Widgie Turf. He's going well. Wet or dry, he handles anything. He's just a good horse. He never runs a bad race. Dollar for dollar had those two hard runs. He's had the freshen up. I think he'd get up outside the lead pretty quickly here and with Paras, and I think he'd be somewhere in the finish. Good 1,400-metre horse. And off at an age of five, didn't have a little luck at Caulfield, had a little bit of time to get fitter, and could be a real improver here. But I'm with Mr. Sneaky, 7, 1, 3, and 8.
Matt Hill likes number one, Widgie Turf, to be 10, 4 and 13. 1, 10, 4 and 13 in race number 4. We get into the features, the Group 3, another Group 3 following that one, the Chatham, is the Queen Elizabeth. Wall of Fire and Midterm came out this morning, Glenn.
Yeah, well, usually the Melbourne Cup repercharge this. We've got Libran is a $7.50 chance. Gallic Chieftain at 7. Lord Fandango, $5.50. Mega Blast at 14. Wall of Fire is out. Castodon at 13. Jarmay, favourite, $4.20. Northwest Passage, 12. Red Alto, 23. Sir Isaac Newton, 19. Midterm is out. Miss Admiration, 11. Sully, 14. And Ormito is a $41 chance. I'll tell you what, they're all over this. Jarmay, albeit it's gone 4 out to 4.20 this morning with one-fifth of the investment coming for it this morning, so they've given it a push. It's clearly top pick, five times the amount of money on it than any other runner. Very little separating Lord Fandango and Libran as second and third picks.
Do you like the Hayes Dabernick horse here, Dean?
Yeah, I do, Andrew. I thought he'd have held his own in the Melbourne Cup. One of a few locals that would have been able to, and he can get a run, obviously, so he's here today. I actually like if he's drawn wide. It'll mean he goes further back. Last week, slowly run race. Mark Zara had to keep taking the run, but I just don't think that really suits him. And then it was a sprint home. I think sit back, come with one run, and that's when we've seen him at his best at Flemington. And I think he can win, Jarmay. To beat Lord Fandango, who should be ready now. He ran well at Bendigo. 12, Miss Admiration. Thought she was good at Mooney Valley back in the field, making ground, D. Oliver off the fluff, and casted and getting the blinkers on. Thought the run at Geelong was okay. That form worked out okay also, but happy to be with Jermaine. 7, 3, 12, 6.
Yeah, I'm just changed the Quinella round here. I'm going trying to find some relatively fresh legs here. Number 3, Lord Fandango, who I think's last two runs have been terrific. It should be ready to win. It just gets that beautiful run for Kay McAvoy here on the fence, minding its own business. And I'm just hoping it's the fresh horse on the scene. To beat number 7, Jarmay, terrific form. It'll go back. It'll run on. Just got to hold its form together for one more run. 6, Castodon was okay at Geelong, gets the blinkers. And 1, Lebrand, who was good at Mooney Valley. Tough race, 3, 7, 6, and 1.
And for Matt Hill, it's 7, Jarmay to eat 6, 1, and 3. 7, 6, 1, and 3 in the Queen Elizabeth. The 7 News matriarch is for the mares here. A couple, Savvy Cope running off the Cox Plate over the 2,000 metres.
Yeah, and you got four runners backing up from last Saturday, and Miss Siska backs up from last Tuesday. Aloysia here at $13. Savvy Cope at $8.50. Lover Lover, 26. Collate, 81. Wheel Leisure, 81. Eckstein at 11. Kenedna at 9. She's Dashing, $7.50. Natoya at 14. All Too Soon at 21. Temple of Bell, $5.50 in a wide betting race. That's favourite. Aqua Divina, $7.50. Miss Siska at 19. Our Libretto at 8.50. And Silent Roar is a $51 chance. Most popular runner here with our customers is Aqua Divina. It's gone 7.87, 7.50. It's got roughly 50% more on it than any other runner. Second pick is actually Our Libretto. Has been 7.58, 8.50. Third pick, Temple of Bell, 6.55, back to 5.50. and then a fair gap to, actually, Ken Edna is the next pick now, and Ken Edna has been 11-9, 9-50, back to 9.
Sabby Cope wearing those removable earmuffs. They'll wear them around, or she'll wear them around the mounting yard, and they'll be taken off once they get to the barriers here. What do you like, Mark, in the Matriarch?
Hoss will be taking a ticket with the field in the quaddy. Gee, I think it's a hard race, and made messier by no tempo. Go tip number 8, She's Dashing. I think it's had the 3 runs back from a spell. They've been terrific. It can sprint off a moderate tempo, which I think will hold it in good stead here to beat number 9, Natoya. Gee, I thought it was a good win at Moonee Valley. It beat basically the Pinker field minus our libretto. It's been set a task this campaign, but bounced back at the Valley. 13, Miss Tisca, looks to be the leader if it wants the lead. Whether it runs the 2,000 or not, we'll find out today. And 14, our libretto, you can do no more than win. It keeps raising the bar. It's a harder race again, but it's one of many, many chances. 8, 9, 13 and 14.
Yeah, I'm tipping She's Dashing. Also, she's got a ball-winning strike rate, but it's a multiple group on place. She's good at 2,000 metres. Flemington suits. She's going to have a day, and it just might be today. To beat 11, Temple of Bell. She's going to get back and need luck, but she's got a good turn of foot at the end of her races. I think her sister's got a great chance. Every year in this race, there's a backup horse from that mare's race on the Tuesday perform well. They often win. The Waterhouse team in recent years have done it a couple of times, and wouldn't be surprised if Miss Diska gave a great side in front here. And Eloise has drawn a better gate. The weight worries me, but at least she doesn't have to go right back today, where she has certainly had to do that last week. She could improve. 8, 11, 13 and 1.
11's the fancy here for race caller Matt Hill, Temple of Bell, to beat 14, 8 and 1. 11, 14, 8 and 1. Dean, I know it was way back on Saturday, a week ago, but the win of Sunlight, I haven't really had a chance to discuss it with you on air, but she was just so dominant down the straight in the Coolmore.
Yeah, she was, Andrew. She sat outside, written by, and just started to grind it out. The other two Waller horses were right there with her at the finish. The four that I think most of us expected to be in the finish had a bit of a margin over the rest, but yeah, she was terrific, and what a good filly she is.
Yeah, for sure. All right, what a race this is. The Everest we had with many of these, and there's extras in the race as well. The VRC Sprint Classic, Glenn.
Yes, and we'll start with, the Everest champion, times two, Red Zell. $3.80 and favourite here. Brave Smash at 13, Santa Ana Lane at 10. Redkirk Warrior, $12. Jungle Cat at 16, Pirata 7, Kemantari 7. Spirit of Valor at 10, Intelligence Cross 200-1. US Navy Flag at 12, Fleet Review 100-1. In Her Time 11, Sprite 26, Invincible Star at 31. Well, this market's been open for a very, very long while, but the market that was open when the field went up on Wednesday is all about Red Zell here. 440, 480, net 4 this morning, into 380 already, has, 5, nearly 6 times the amount of money. Redkirk Warrior is actually second pick. Third pick is Santa Ana Lane, and fourth pick is Kemantari.
All right. Dean, have you got a gut instinct on what they might do from the straight race here?
It's not that far to get to the outside, Andrew, and we saw on Thursday that thermal current right down the outside rail, and in the last multage, we didn't have much luck out there, and it was prominent, and so I'm thinking I'll be heading down the outside.
And is there something that will apply to Red Zell?
Oh, there's speed. I mean, Invincible Star's drawn one, but it's a speed runner, and there's probably a couple of others there that won't be too far away. So I think it sets up as a fairly good pressure race.
All right, who wins it?
Well, my starting point is that Intelligent Cross and Fleet Review can't win, and that's about it for me. But anything else, good. It's a fantastic sprint race. I'm tipping Santa Ana Lane. I think Wet Track thwarted him in the Everest. He was terrific in the start before. Two of his three runs at Flemington have been 1,000 metres, which is too short for him, so I'm forgiving of those runs. Trialled all right here recently. I'm going to go with him to beat 7, Kemantari. I think he should have won the Manicato. He's going to win one of these very soon, surely. Red Zell can win. He's a terrific horse. He's reliable. He'll give a great sight. And Pirata, he's run 4 of 6 at 1,200. It's probably his best trip. He came back in troop from the Epsom to win the Sydney City Stakes, and he can run well again. 3-7-1 and...
Yeah, pretty similar for me. Number three, stand around the lane. I think it was going fantastic going into the Everest and just had no hope of the condition of the track, the way the race was run. Still did a good job to finish sixth. It's had a lovely trial up the straight since. The speed should be on. It'll take a great ride. You'll have to cross back behind them and just hope the gaps come at the right time. But if they do, I think it can feature right in the finish to beat number one, Red Zell. He's just a beauty, wet or dry. He'll run fantastic again. Back on the dry, I thought number 12 in her time could improve. And 7, Kemantari, I think it's the best of them from the Moonee Valley race, but the addition of the Everest runners, it's certainly a harder race. 3-1, 12 and 7.
Matt Hill likes number 7, Kemantari, to beat 1, Red Zell, 2, Brave Smash, and 13, Sprite at value. 7, 1, 2 and 13 in the VRC Sprint Classic at 10 past 4. The Group 1 McKinnon, a couple of internationals here of high note.
Yeah, we'll start with it somewhat, and having the Blue Jackets had a fat week. There, it's a $19 chance. Prized Icon at 21. Blair House is $2 in favourite. Trap for Fools at 14. Doubt Defying 26. Octobello 34. Latrobe a $5 chance. Shillelagh at $7.50. Extra Brute at $9.50. And Mickey Blue Eyes a $26 chance. Well, top three here. Blair House easily. Second pick, Extra Brute. Third pick, Latrobe.
How's it going to be run from the 2000 here, Mark, the McKinnon this year?
Trap for Fools will go straight to the front, Andrew, and he can't go too slowly, so he'll roll along at a genuine speed. I would imagine Priced Icon won't be too far away, and Blair House from its barrier will hold its spot, but look, Trap for Fools will just dictate the race and dictate the speed.
Righto, so who's going to catch it, if anything?
I'm going for number 7, Latrobe here. I think it's a two-horse race, 7 and 3. Latrobe will need every bit of the 2,000 metres, but you've got your obvious form line there through Rostropovic in the Irish Derby. And I think if it can get into a spot where it stalks Blair House, you can see Blair House hitting the front, Latrobe out after it. I just want to see Blair House in a dogfight stick its head out and win. So I'm going for Latrobe to win to beat number 3, Blair House. Obviously a fantastic form line alongside Ben Battle. It's the obvious one to beat. After that, number 8, Shillelagh. After 2,000 metres, but Flemington form fantastic. And 4, Trap for Fools. He's had a great campaign. He's got to be coming to the end of it, but he's going to give you a sight for a long way. 7 from 3, then 8 and 4.
I'm going the other way. I'm going with Blair House. I think just the 2,000 metres, I think Latrobe, as Mark has said, needs every bit of it. I just think Blair House might have a break on him at some stage. I'm going 3 to beat 7, but they're the obvious. And same for 3rd and 4th. Shillelagh, just a beauty at Flemington. We see her down here every year, have no luck at Caulfield, get to Flemington and turn it around. She did it again in the Empire Rose. Now she's got to run at 2,000 metres, but she's a relaxed mare. I think she'll get it and Trap for Fools. He was terrific in the Moonee Valley Cup. He was great for Turnbull. He's at the end of a prep, but he'll give a good sight a long way. 3, 7, 8, and 4.
3 on top for Matt Hill. Best bet of the day, Blair House to beat 8, 7, and 4. 3, 8, 7, and 4 in this year's McKinnon. The carnival wraps up, Glenn, at 5:45.
Yeah, the last of 37, and they're straight down the straight here over 1,100 metres. Sheriff John Stone is an $18 chance. Esperance at 7, Fast Cash is out. Revenir at 6, Mr. Moneybags at 31. Serious Suspect at 23, Lagerfeld at 13. Beacon at 12, Urac $4.80 in favourite. Astro Castro at 81, Order of Command at 8, Sister Kitty Mac at 81, As It Lies at 8, Captain Sun 71, El Magnificence at 17, Dennis is a $26 chance. There is one more I think you'll find. Give us a go. I will, and I'll make it $81. Best supported runner here is the favourite in Urac, albeit 440 out to 480 today. It's clearly the top pick here. Second pick is Esperance. Third pick, Order of Command. And then you get, you know, wide, plenty of them. Revenir, Mr. Moneybags, El Magnificence, Dennis, and even As It Lies. So they've come home strong the last.
And how are you going to finish off strong, Dean?
Yeah, it's a tough finish. New initiative, the Grand Handicap to finish the carnival, and it's going to be a charge down the straight. There's a lot of speed across the map. I'm going to go with Esperance. It's got a lot of weight, but of commanders, a little bit wider on a beam for him, but he could still win. He's had two trials for this. 9 Urac Dunbeat to date, third run New Stables trial okay, and 15 El Magnificent Hard on the outside fence. Did a good job to win first up. 2, 11, 9, and 15.
Command here has drawn gate one, but I think you'll see why D. Oliver's nearly the best around, if not the best around. I think he'll come back behind them. There's good speed. The horse absolutely flew last campaign. It's had two trials into this. It looks to be going great. Trial with Divine Quality, who we saw win brilliantly on Saturday. And this will take a great ride. I think he'll weave through and get the money to beat number six, Serious Suspect, who I think will be strong at 1,100 metres and going very well. Number one, Sheriff John Stone. I think if he'd held the front at Geelong, he might have won. Looks to have come back a better horse. And 2 Esperance, drawn the right spot probably. Got that big 62 kilos, but won't run badly. 11, 6, 1 and 2.
Matt Hill likes the 11 as well. Order of command to beat 9, 2 and 15. 11, 9, 2 and 15 in the last. Matt Hill's best, as I say, Blair House, race 8, number 3. What's your best here, Mark?
Oh, very tough day, Hoss. I'm going to go with 2 horses I think will be in the right spot in the run. Race 2, number 7, Dan and Roman, and race 3, number 4, Yulong January.
2, 7, and 3, 4. Good on you, Mark. Hope it's a winning day.
Thank you.
Mark Hunter there. What about you, Dean?
Race 3, number 6, Ring a Ding Ding for me, Andrew, and race 5, Charmaine.
Charmaine, race 5, number 7. So 3, 6, and 5, 7. Dean, enjoy the clear skies of Melbourne. Must have been hard going there at times on Cup Day, mate.
Look, Andrew, I took block under the veranda in the mounting yard. It wasn't hard for me at all, but it was a very interesting afternoon watching it go by me.
Yeah, I reckon it would have been. Good on you, Dean. Enjoy the day there. We'll hear from you right through the afternoon.
Thanks so much, Andrew.
Dean Lester and Mark Hutter. Jockey challenges, Glenn?
Yeah, we'll stick with Flemington, Andrew. Kieran McAvoy, the $3.30 favourite over Johnny Allen at $4.20. Any other jockeys at $4.80. Mark Zara's at $7.50. James McDonald at $10. William Buick at $11. Luke Curry at $12. Damien Oliver at $14. There is actually a market on the Ron Hutchison. Now, this is for the jockey of the carnival. Currently, James McDonald leads on 13 points. He's a $1.35 chance. Damien Oliver on 9 points is at $5. Then we go to Michael Walker on 7 points is $11. Damien Lane on 6 points at $17. Kieran McAvoy on 4 points at $21. Craig Williams and Timmy Clark, 34 each of two. Johnny Allen and Tommy Berry, 67 each of two. At Rosehill Gardens for Girls Day Out. The sun's out. Get your guns out, boys, and get there to the races. Ty England at 160. Jay Ford at 420. Andrew Atkins, 550. Josh Parr, Rachel King, 16 a pair. Any other jockey, 26. Kobe Jennings and Sam Weatherly, $61 each of two. Newcastle, I'll do the Sunny Coast next with that preview coming up. Jeff Lloyd, $3 favourite. Jackson Murphy, $3.60. Ryan Maloney, $4. Jimmy Byrne and any other jockey, 9 a pair. Mark Duplessis at 11. Michael Hellier, 31. James Orman, 34. And at Newcastle, Tegan Harrison is the favourite there at 2.30. Over Mitchell Bell at 4. Andrew Gibbons, 5. The Guymanator, Sean Guymer at 7.50. Lee Magorian at 12. Grant Buckley, 13. Any other jockey, 16. And Robert Thompson is a $23 chance. So there's your jockey's challenges for today. Stack of other meetings, of course, available. Tab.com.au, plenty of all promotions and the like. So go to the website, tab.com.au, for all your information regarding what's happening today at Tab.
All right, you go and have a word to the concreters and cement yourself down at Rose Hill. We'll hear from you right through the day.
Yeah, you're lucky, Andrew. They're just approaching the right at the back of the house now. There's only 7 blokes here at the moment, and they've got one of those really long hose things. Yeah. There's concrete spewing out of it everywhere.
Oh, well, I think you better go out there and help them before you head off.
One me doing anything, Andrew. I pay. That's all I do. I pay.
Yeah, I'm with you. Good on you. Thanks, Muns. Good
See
on
you, mate. Bye-bye.
See you, mate. Yeah, we just stand there and watch and drink and just enjoy it and just pay them. I'm no good. I can't even hammer in a nail, so I don't even go anywhere near it. Thankfully, I've got a couple of sons that can do it for us. Let's take a break, and then we'll look at the Sunshine Coast.
Don't whinge and whine about the traffic. Think of the wine you have at home. A glass of Windy Peak Pinot Noir. By De Bortley, of course. Here's the traffic.
It's Super Saturday at Myer with huge savings across a wide range of fashion, homewares and electrical, online and in-store today. Don't miss out. Hurry in and shop at Myer today. M1 at Moonee Bridge. We've had a multiple vehicle accident. Two northbound lanes are closed. Significant delays in the area. And if you're heading north out of Sydney, may want to consider the Pacific Highway at this stage. Tarrant Point, there's a car breakdown south on Captain Cook Bridge, taking out lane 1. Make entertaining these holidays even better with King Living. The King for Christmas sale is on now. For pre-Christmas delivery and up to 50% off selected furniture designs, visit King Living today. Steve Carline, number one in racing on Sky Sports Radio.
Got that sick feeling just thinking about how much money you owe? No money to enjoy life? If this sounds like you, then you should give Capital Debt Solutions a call for a confidential chat about combining your unsecured debts into just one weekly repayment tailored to your budget. That's a solution working for you. Focus on a debt-free future. You deserve it. Capital Debt Solutions. Solutions for your financial freedom. 1300 107 155 or capitaldebtsolutions.com.au.
Guys and gals, grab your partner, your family or your friends and head out to Camden Way to K-Ranch Arena for the biggest cowboy Christmas ever. See Australia's elite bull riders battle for their 8 seconds of glory on top of the biggest, meanest one-ton athletes. Our best cowboys take the roughest ride of their lives, plus barrel racing, team roping, steer wrestling, clinics and lots more. Thrills, spills and non-stop rodeo action, November 8 to 18. Event calendar and bookings at kranch.com.au.
Sports fans, you know the feeling, that moment of realisation, that the well-intentioned work barbecue, the christening of your mate's surprise edition, the wedding of your wife's fourth cousin clashes with the NRL preliminary final. Me! It doesn't have to be that way, folks, because Sportsgear is here to help you plan it right and make up better excuses. Go to sportsgear.com.au. Check out the 2019 Sportsgear Diary, the sporting Bible for what's on. Sportsgear! Plan it right!
Talk Spring Racing. Punters Postmortem. Monday morning at 9.
And great to have our sponsors with us as normal right through the Spring Carnival. TAB, of course, but HQ Insurance. They've got over 150 years of expertise. The specialist team at HQ Insurance are passionate about horses and privileged to be an integral part of the bloodstock industry. HQ Insurance. They're the headquarters of Equine Insurance. You can find them at hqinsurance.com.au. That's hqinsurance.com.au or give them a call on the Sydney number 8913 1640. 8913 1640. And it's been great to have them with us right through the spring, HQ Insurance. Sunshine Coast, a fine day up there and a good four. Rail True, race one clear, race two, number 7. The third clear, race 4, 5 and 11. Race 5, take out 4, 12. 14 and 15, race 6, number 11, race 7, take out 7, 10, 13, 14 and 17, race 8, 11 and 15, and race 9, take out 3, 10, 11, 15, 16, and then the emergency, 17, 18, 20 and 21. And Bernadette Cooper's online. Morning, Bernie.
Morning, Ben. Glorious day here, so I think it'll be a great day racing. They don't really get a big crowd up here in the sunny coast, but maybe this good weather could bring a few more out. And Murray Weeding, I think you see, he's put 36 mil on this track this week, including 4 mil last night. Just trying to keep it at that good four range. So hopefully, at least the first half of the day, we can stick into that range. But it should race beautifully.
Yep. Rail was 11 on Tuesday. It goes back into the true for today. Yeah. Let's have a look at the nine races. The first race, Peru's Angel, number 3, is the shorty here with TAB, $2.15 over Foxy Housewife at $3.40.
Yeah, that's how I see it. And there's a couple of reasons. One, Peru's Angel is up and racing and really, really fit. Raced on speed the other day when she beat Mashani Electra. So she's, you know, she's in tip-top shape. She's got barrier 1 and obviously only 4 opponents here. Foxy Housewife is a little bit different. She's first up from a spell. Trial, although not asked to do anything, I get that, but still looks a little bit plain to me. And she sometimes can look a little bit funny in her action, but there's no doubt about it. She puts a nice listed form on the board, running second in the Gay Waterhouse behind Magic Alibi last preparation. So, you know, if there's the swooper, it's definitely going to be her. And then I went the way of Amalek, Millie, and Isis Magic. So 3-4-2-1.
3-4-2-1 in the first. Now, here's an important notice for those heading to Newcastle for the races from the stewards. Please be advised that there is an accident northbound on the M1 motorway near the Moonee Moonee Bridge with one lane closed and heavy traffic. So if you're heading for the Newcastle races today, give yourself extra travel and maybe go the old Pacific Highway. But take note, northbound on the M1 motorway near the Moonee Moonee Bridge, one lane is closed. To race two at the Sunny Coast, Bet-A-Mia, number six, the favourite at $2.25 over stage play at $5.50.
Yeah, I'm with the tamer. She had a start on a really heavy track and was lost, and then they put blinkers on her and took her to the Sunshine Coast, and she beat Torrio, the 13 that's in this race. So opposition-wise, it probably didn't look that much. Time-wise, was pretty sharp, and style-wise, was very sharp. She bounced straight to the front, controlled that race. Still pretty green in the straight when Jeff sort of let her down. So I anticipate she would have learnt plenty again at her second start and can only be better for that here today. So I'm with the favourite, Batama, Dangerous Art, stage play, terrific trial, well-bred. I'm Invincible from the Jill Heinrich Ben Rogers stable. Bounced straight to the front, sort of over-travelled a bit, had the mouth open, but looked like she did everything right other than just over-racing a little. Designated, a first starter from the David Van Dyke stable, and 11, So You Beauty, made up massive amount of ground, over 900 at the Gold Coast at its only start, behind Button Pusher. And Button Pusher should have won, oh, I can't remember if it was Tuesday or Saturday, but she had it won, and Kelly Sweeter's horse got over the top of her when she stumbled. So, yeah, I think she'll be storming home. 6, 12, 4 and 11.
Race number three, not a lot of movement here this morning with Tab at this stage. 5, Coastal Prince, the favourite at 4.20 over the toppy, A Man to Match at 4.60.
I think A Man to Match is possibly the best horse, but he's had 6 weeks between runs. So I think if Lope for Joy has ever got an opportunity to beat him, maybe today is the day. She's unbeaten at the Sunny Coast, so she seems to race at her best there. He was too good for her 2 starts ago behind Alpine Dancer, but they were both back in a slow run race. So I just think fitness is on her side at about 10-1. She's worth going each way here. So Lope de Vega over A Man to Match. The Big House, I think, will cruise along in front and hopefully can get a strong mile. And Coastal Prince will probably even lead the Big House here. He was dominant winning a maiden at Toowoomba. Opposition probably average, but the win was very, very good, and he just seemed to relish getting up to the mile. So 4, 1, 3 and 5.
Yeah, at the moment with Tab Fixed Odds, your top fancy there, Lope de Joya, is at $10 and $3 the place. We move now to race number 4 at the Sunshine Coast. She's Reliable, number 12 for Kelly Schweder, the favourite, just at 370. Stanley at 390, the 12 over the 1 at this stage.
Well, She's Reliable was really well backed the other day, actually. She's on a 7-day back up here. And in the yard, I mean, she probably looked like she still had a little bit of improvement to come with her bend because she was, 1,400 to 2,000. But having said that, it was a pretty slowly run race, and she was back near last. And when they took off, she was very flat-footed. Because she was 1,400 to 2,000, you'd expect her to be stopping a little bit at the end of it. But she was doing quite the opposite. She was really just starting to hit her straps at the end of that race. So one would think, big track, usually the pace pretty muddling here in these stage races. Not usually a too strong a tempo. So she should find a nice rhythm sort of mid-race, and that extra furlong should really play into her favour here. She didn't run badly at all behind Young Star in the Queensland Oaks after winning a maiden at the Coast over 1,800 last preparation, but looks much more furnished mare this time in. So I'm 12 to beat Stanley. He comes out of an open handicap on the same day where they ran 3 seconds faster. I concede, and he's in well at the weight, so he's definitely the danger here, but the tempo was much stronger in the early stages of that race. Then I went the way of It Ain't All Honey. I think I'll appreciate the big track and Straight Home. So 12, 1, 13 and 4.
Jenny Graham's travelled up with Awesome Pluck to the Sunshine Coast. Favourite at this stage in race 5, number 7. It's been 2.40 solid this morning. Seen Too Many down the bottom, number 16, 4.60 into 4.40.
Yeah, they're really interesting runners, aren't they? I mean, I just don't know where Awesome Pluck's going to end up from his draw. And Seen Too Many is a brilliant maiden winner last time out, but... I'm going for the one that I know is going to get the right run here, and that's Basara. Whether or not she's good enough to be Awesome Pluck, time will tell, but she's probably at her best first up from a spell. I know she's had a jump out at Toowoomba, which she won really easily. Booking of Damien Brown, a big plus. Caloundra form, she had actually been beaten at Caloundra on a couple of occasions, but she wasn't first up. So I think the jump out was over 6.50. I think she might have been KK Boy, who raced super on Tuesday. So I think there's some depth to her jump out as well. So we go 11 Basara to beat Awesome Pluck. Obviously, is run behind Bellflyer and Suncrase was super in the Kosciuszko, and he's a lightly raced, really promising sort. Then I put in the 8, which is Chapter and Verse. Look, the 1,000 is probably going to be too short for him here today, but if they're flying home, he will be one of them. And then it was a toss of the coin between Dream Master and this... this Seen Too Many, but Dream Master, I think, will, you know, at those odds, it's worth putting in your multis. He did buck last time out, so we don't want to see that again, but he does have quite a bit of talent. So we'll go 11, 7, 8, and 2.
Race number 6, the Kosciuszko winner makes it to the sunny coast. Bell Flyer, number 1, it's solid at $5. Joint favourite with Bell Burgess. They're both at 5. And actually, as I refresh, Apollo Boom is also at $5. So 1, 6 and 7, all joint favourites over Soul for Song at $6.50.
Yeah, it's a very difficult race. And I'm not a tipster that are actually taking the field in this leg of the quaddie. So we could pick 4 and completely miss. I'm going to tip Dreams of Plenty. My query with him today is the 58.5. He's got great first up for me. He will always run you a terrific race first up. Comes out of a great trial in very fast time behind Time Zone at the Gold Coast recently. For me, a little concerned with the weight, but Bell Burgess will be pretty desperate to lead from that inside draw with no weight on his back. So maybe they can actually just take a little bit of a sit in second spot. I actually thought there might have been another leader in this race. So we'll go with him. Dreams of Plenty over Sulphur Song, who's probably just been a bit outclassed in Sydney. She'll appreciate the drop back. She's certainly great first up the Gold Coast. Bell Flyer, obviously, will just have to drift back to midfield, hopefully, and get a spot. He's won, I think, a mile race at Sunshine Coast previously. And then I put Petrology in, a roughie. Just looking at the horses he's finished behind, Night's Wash, another cold in, Furia on his last 3 starts. Surely he's going to like getting into an open handicap at the Sunshine Coast with 54.5 kilos on his back. So 2, 5, 1, and 4, and could have missed it.
Yeah, very competitive race. Race 7, Masterati for Steve O'Day's the favourite at 3.60. Number 5 over David Van Dyke's horse, Remarkable Son, number 6 at $5.50.
Yeah, I'm really keen to see Remarkable Son resume here. I'm going to tip Mr. Bellagio because he's push button. He's going to jump from 1. He's got 3 kilos off his back. He's the last start winner. He's had 3 weeks, a bit over into this or a month. So he races super fresh anyway, so it all patterns out nice for him. Whether or not he's got the class to beat something like Remarkable Sun, time will tell. I also like Miss Meow, who I actually got in for second, who, you know, if the tempo's genuine enough here, that really plays into her hands, and then she's got this really beautiful, sharp sprint. So hopefully we can see the best of that today. Remarkable Sun had a terrific campaign last campaign, and his record speaks for itself. 6 starts, 3 wins, 2 seconds, and the 5 Masterati. Just a little query maybe at 1400, but time will tell there as well. So 2, 11, 6 and 5.
Race number 8, a 3-year-old, Hold the Line, another one for David Van Dyke, number 4. It's at $3 at the moment. Usamanoff, number 7 for Toby Edmonds, is at $3.70. They dominate it. The next one, Magic Fox, at $9.
Yeah, I think there's a bit over 3,000 on Hold the Line, a bit over 4 on Usman Off. So it's interesting. She defeated a defence missile at her last start, and she really has to stand, you know, sit up and take notice of that, because he probably was the benchmark for the three-year-old races over the last few months, having won a few city races himself. So the fact that she was able to chase him down and beat him, and it was 4.5 thanks to the third horse in that race, which is I Dream of Green. So although she wasn't much to look at in the yards, she's got a lot of talent, and she's had a little short break now, so maybe she's filled out, strengthened a little bit. I don't know, she'll be too much different, but perhaps a little bit stronger. Had a recent trial and was absolutely trotting in behind them. So I think I have to stick with her. Usmanov just looks a natural runner, bolted in a maiden at his only start, but did it with ease, and it was just the effortless sort of action that he had that really catches your eye. And yeah, I wasn't at that meeting, but I'm keen to see him today. And then I threw in 9, Axella, who had some great form through the winter behind Granny Red Shoes, and Magic Fox, so 4, 7, 9, and 3.
And the last at the Sunny Coast has Stanley Park, number 8, the favourite at the moment at $4, over Snitch, number 2, at 7.
Yeah, I think he's a special Stanley Park. Big, strong, beautiful-looking galloper. I don't think this race is much harder than what he met last time out at the Sunshine Coast. Not easy to win 5 in a row. That's what this horse is looking to do. But benchmark 70 into a no Metrot win. I think it looks pretty smooth here. Ryan Maloney, barrier 3, bounced a length in front the other day. He might have a little bit more company with him in the early stages of this race with Scorcher and All Important. And oh, there's probably a bunch that would like to be in the first 3 or 4. Cool Sequence, another one, has to come across from that wide draw. But he should be able to control that because he's got that brilliant speed himself. So 8. To beat Snitch, 2. He's flying at the moment. Anatom was great the last 100 the other day. 4. And Avorda from the Matt Dunn stable first up from a spell. And that means I've had to leave out horses like All Important there as well. So can't have them all, Ben. 8, 2, 7 and 4.
Understand. Is that the best bet of the day?
Yeah, I actually think that the last two favourites are a good way to go, depending on how much more money perhaps comes for Usmanov, but I think Hold the Line and Stanley Parker specials.
Righto, 8, 4, and 9, 8 we go there. Have a good day. Thanks a lot, Bernie.
Thanks, Ben. See you.
Good on you. Bernadette Cooper going through her thoughts for the Sunshine Coast. We move now to Newcastle, our major provincial program today. Gary Harley, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. Perfect day. Morale out 2 metres, that won't matter on the big track, and a nice deep program.
Yeah, it is on a good 4, and that rail 2 from the 1,000 to the winning post and through the remainder. Race 1, takeout number 8, then go to race 6, takeout 1 and 2, race 7, takeout 8 and 10, and race 8, takeout 3 and 8, so light on for scratchings. The first race, mate, Blazing Miss here, number 5's the favourite at 2.30 over Cosmic Force at 3.20.
Andrew, this is the highlight of the day. 2-year-old, 8 runners, 8 first starters, James Cummings, Snowden, Newnham, Hawks, Hickman, Baker, all represented here, but my best bet of the day is here. Sensational trial by number 5, Blazing Miss. Tab.com.au went up $3.10, been very heavily backed, as you said, it's 2.30. Timmy Clark trialed it, he loved the trial, spoke to Timmy about the trial. Again, only fair, was deep all the way at Warwick Farm, cruised up down the outside, and won with plenty in reserve. Carries the Derby colours. Mark Newnham's got it, barrier 1. Mark told me on Thursday night he didn't have a runner at Rose Hill, so he's coming up himself today. He's got a very good opinion of this filly. I made him his best. However, the other real good trialer in the race is the one of Snowden, number 2, Cosmic Force. This colt, by deep field, he went terrific in the trial. He eased him back, or she did, Rachel King, in the trial of 4th or 5th, 3 wide. Ran home under no pressure. Looked a real, real goer, number 2, Cosmic Prince. Number 9, Stralex, had very good speed in its trial. Bjorn Baker's got it. Tegan Harrison, 2-4. I think she's got a full book. She had 8 rides when acceptance has come out. Trying to luck down here because things have dried up a bit in Queensland with her. She's been riding near the last couple of meetings here. Kemmler ended Bathurst. Number six, fourth pick in the race. Fowles for the Hawks team. Double figure odds, but gee, the trial was okay. This is a red hot 2-year-old race. Over 900. 5, 2, 9, and 6.
5, 2, 9, and 6 in the first race will create interest at 12:54. That's the time to listen or watch it. Race two, Natalia, number five, is the favourite at 2:30 over Silver Melody at 3:30.
Well, I haven't forgotten about this either. I'm with the favourite, Natalia. Went up $3.20 yesterday afternoon with tab.com.au. And as you said, now into 2:30. Had two runs, one at Kembler Rendezvous in May, and absolutely bolted him there by nearly 3 lengths. Went to the paddock, tried, ran fifth first up at Hawkesbury with an odds-on favourite. Three wide with no cover at the 600. Didn't have a lot of luck in the race, and tired a bit in the run home behind Dunnathan. His field is nowhere near as good. Benefit from the run, good barrier. Today, Mitchell Bell will ride. I think it'll win. Number seven, Silver Melody. Could not have been more impressive on debut way back in July. Chris Lees has got her. She came off a good trial to win. Very impressive that day. He's had a nice trial recently. Not let go in the trial and didn't get beat far. Hard owned by Peter Rorton from Vinery. And Alan Cox, a good mate of mine there in the ownership. She'll go well here for Chris Lees. Number two, Classified. They got good money out of this when it won here more than 12 months ago. Had one run since at Wyong in May. Went back to the paddock. There's obviously been problems. Bjorn Baker's got the horse. Thought the trial the other day was okay. And number one, Purple Moose for Brett Kavanagh. Nice and fresh. He's a winner over the 900 here on the track. And has got a bit of speed. 5, 7, 2, and 1.
In race three, Novalis here for James Cummings, 2:30 into 2:20 this morning. Snip and Stare, number nine, solid at $4.80. Gary?
I've got to go with Novalis. Had a couple of runs in Melbourne and went very ordinary in Victoria and fourth at Sale in January, eighth at Mornington in June. So obviously James has brought it back to Sydney. And the other day, first up, she went really good here at Newcastle 3 weeks ago when she got beat or a long head or a little bit further. She was green under pressure at the 300, but she just kept chasing. I think she'll win today. Number six, second pick in the race, Montalis. Trial good for the Hawks team. Robert Thompson to ride, first starter. Number nine, Step and Stare, scratch. Yeah, was in a couple of races at Musselbrook the other day and it didn't run. On debut here after a nice trial. And number four, Spirited Bell. 7, 6, 9, and 4.
Race four, Bring It Back's been a bit easy this morning, number nine, 2:50 out to 2:70. The one they're supporting early, Gary, is Front View, number eight. It's been $8 into $5 over the last hour.
Yeah, interesting race. Bring It Back, Gay and Adrian's. It's had two runs. It ran fifth at Kembler, October 13, beaten a mile, 10 lengths, over 1,300. That was a heavy track. Went to Canterbury on October 26 and improved out of sight and got me to length that run third there to Stardome. It led me three on straightening or near the home turn. Was unbalanced at the 250 and wanted to lay in a bit. It was green, but it went good enough to win this race. Number nine on top. Second pick, St. Katerina for Chris Waller. This is the one of Jerry Harvey. Jerry bred the horse. She's a schnitzel. She, most of her forms at Kembler. She's had a couple of three placings there. She ran third there recently. And I think the extra trip will suit up. Number eight, Front View. Benz is a half-brother to the Melbourne Cup winner, Viewed. I thought he had a big chance the other day at Musselbrook, and he was very disappointing. Back here today, where he ran a good race two runs back. He should run a good race today over this trip, 1850. And number two, Le Triola, the Steve Schofield led all the way the other day. You've got to give it a chance. 9, 6, 8, 2.
Race five over the 1,400. They've jumped into Love One, number one this morning. $1.85 into $1.55 right now over Candy Girl. It's going the other way at 5.50. But Love One, it's been really crunched into $1.55.
Well, watch seven here, Andrew. There's not a lot of depth in the race, and it looks a good thing, Lovely. As the betting indicates, you've got Barrier 1, Sean Diamond should give it the run of the race. John O'Shea's got the filly. He's a New Zealand bred filly by Ocean Park, out of an Ennis Stingermare. And the main owners in her are the Chittics from Waikato Stud, where she was bred. And they've had a lot of good horses. This horse runs second at Kembla, first up. October 27, got beat a couple of lengths, but with three wide, no cover. Over the 1,200, Wanda Hang took the 600. 1,400 will suit. Barrier 1 looks a good thing. 5 Candy Girl didn't run the mile. I think it was a mile the other day at Gosford when it led. And it didn't quite run the mile. Back to 1,400 today. It looks the only danger. Number 9, One Shine, had run a place, same as 2 Circuit Trover. But 1 looks a good thing to beat 5, 9 and 2.
Race 6 again over the 1,400. Black Sunrise, the favourite, number 4, $2.30 right now. Wristband, $4.40 into $4.20, and saving the next best at $6.
Looks a winner in a very mediocre field. This is a very ordinary field, this one. The form around the race is poor, to say the least. Black Sunrise is with Gay and Adrian, and they scratched the favourite, which I thought would have won the top wage, that one. Black Sunrise had one run at Kembla, run fourth, but it got beat 7 lengths. And when the gates opened, it stood there, missed the kick 2 or 3 lengths. Ended up, as I said, got beat 7. That was over 1,200, goes to 14 today. Tegan rides it. It's drawn okay, and as I said, the opposition's not good. So I'm left with it at the moment. 5 years stead for Bjorn Baker, second pick in the race.